I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Chocolate City Radio is Turn Up Tuesdays. Oh my God, I'm on Twitter. And I've been following the Trayvon Martin trial all week. And, you know, they have the Zimmerman on, hashtag Zimmerman on 9. So, you know, everybody's voices, their opinions and everything. So somebody hopped in my timeline and called me a racist. It's not the fact that I'm a racist, black or white, right or wrong. It's like, at the end of the day, somebody lost their life, and there is a trial to determine, like, what happened. They're gathering all the facts and everything like that. But for someone to call me a racist is funny because I don't see color. I have a mixed niece. I have mixed cousins. I've dated outside my race. Racists don't do that. So at the end of the day, I love my comedy on Twitter. Really, I do. Tonight's show is going to be crazy. Tonight's topic is if a straight person goes to a gay pride parade or a gay club, are they gay? And, you know, a lot of people look at things differently. I feel like if I'm straight, I don't really have a reason to be in that situation because someone may take it as I'm gay or curious, and they may feel like, okay, well, she's here, so she's open, this, that, and the third, and I don't have anything against it, but I'm not going to put myself in that situation. So we were talking about if gay men go to a gay parade are they gay? I don't know any straight men that's going to go to a gay club or a gay parade. You know what I'm saying? Some men might go to a lesbian club, but then at the end of the day, why are you there? They don't want dick. They want strap-ons in each other, not you. So why would you even go there? So that's like one of the topics tonight and everything like that. So it's like Mo is going to call. I'm sure some other people are going to call because the other night, 50 Tyson went viral, and he made a shout-out video for me, and it was really cute, and I like it, and at the end, he was singing Let Me Hold You Down. I really like that song, y'all. So when I go in the studio and do my drops and stuff, that song is going to be playing in the background because I really like that song. So it's like, at the end of the day, he is a sweetheart. He is a sweet kid, and notice I said kid because he's younger than my three oldest kids. So, you know, at the end of the day, there is nothing inappropriate going on with our friendship. So, you know, I don't want people to get it twisted or anything like that. So, I'm going to go ahead and start playing some music. I got hella good music tonight. Like, I'm really feeling some shit tonight. So, let me see. What am I going to start out with? Let's see. I have so many things to choose from, old and new. Let's see. I could do Upgrade You, but I don't want that one just yet because that is like a nice up-tempo song or whatever. So, let me get this out of the way. So I'm trying to figure out what am I going to do. I got everything back in. So you know what? Let's start out with some reggae music. We're going to do Can't Style Me Up first, all right? So here we go. Can't Style Me Up by, oh, Lord. Damn it, King.
Oh, it's a wonderful. Entrepreneur is identity.
Need of a promo.
Hip hop. Cornisher. No long time.
Are the first prevention when I put on a sight like a detention. Call the dogs and roll me for them long right extension. Check prevention, so when you make a prevention. Well, first, education and dimension. Do we know killing our occupation? Did I think Taliban know the hibernation? But tell him, I'm around the cannabis border station. Walk and walk, I'm in a friend, the boy can't style me up. Man, a bad man, the boy can't come find me up. Also, lad, to my money pocket, style me up. You want the word, you know me number, just come style me up. Walk and walk, I'm in a friend, the boy can't style me up. But a bad man, the boy can't come find me up. What's the lad, send me money back in, tie me up. You want the word, you know me number, just come tie me up.
The whole run go round the corner, now some bunch of intercepting. Man, him laugh, but the can at the shot and redirect him. Some people play your part, I say it seems so interesting. Now be thinking that, a couple shot come resurrecting. If cover things are breaking, I think some shot is testing. I thought it was the best thing, it seems to be the best thing. It needs your assist, I'm in power, but we mean the West is big back. Mukala's a skin, the card.
Walk alone, come in, afraid the boy can't style me up. Man, a bad man, the boy can't come find me up. Also, lad, to my money pocket, tie me up. You want the word, you know me number, just come tie me up. Walk alone, come in, afraid the boy can't style me up. Man, a bad man, the boy can't come find me up. Also, lad, to my money pocket, tie me up. You want the word, you know me number, just come tie me up.
Are the first prevention, turn up foot on the side, I said the detention. Call the dogs and won't be for them, don't write extension. Take prevention, so when you make your prevention. When us, dedication and dimension. You be new, killing our occupation. Do that thing, Taliban know the hibernation. But tell him, I'm around the canary border station.
Walk and walk, I'm in a friend, the boy can't style me up. Man, a bad man, the boy can't come find me up. Also, lad, to my money pocket, tie me up. You want the word, you know me number, just come tie me up. Walk and walk, I'm in a friend, the boy can't style me up. Man, a bad man, a boy can't come find me up. Also, lad, send me money back in. Tie me up, you want the word, you know me number, just come tie me up.
There's a chance.
let's go into some disrespect by the Six Executioner. Alrighty, here we go.
Baby, yeah, you know that's him. Ladies love the kid, all I gotta say is win. We got bottles of the tin, baby, hop on in. If you a model, that's thin. Damn, you a little sexist thing. You make a fiend on coke, do the bestest thing. I mean, no joke, your ling's no joke. My thing wanna poke, mommy let me in. So you like the way I talk, side to side, left to right, like the way I walk. You wanna ride, get inside, head it to the yacht. I only smoke piss, motherfucker, new pope. Cause I'm a smooth dude with the shades on tight. I party with my crew, rip the stage all night. Bacardi with some juice, got me feeling alright. It's juice for you when we going to the light. Motherfucker, shit, disrespect, we can take it there. Shit, disrespect, we can take it there. Shit, disrespect, we can take it there. Hit you there, hit you here, hit you niggas anywhere. Shit, disrespect, we can take it there. Shit, disrespect, we can take it there. Shit, disrespect, we can take it there. Hit you here, hit you there, hit you niggas anywhere.
I know you want V6 just a little bit. I carry a big 4-5, not no little shit. Clover time to the girls like Lil Flip. I'm a big dog in this game, use a little shit. I stuck to the grind to get a little grip. 9-3 Crown Vicks, not no little whips. Hey, I like a slim waist, but not no little chick. Oh yeah, and no big girls, that's a little chick. Yeah, cause I'm Vito, shine you can't see mo. Beef out, get shot like free throws. And keep that jump wherever you go. I'm a 7 series beamer, using that Vigo. Hey, two spoiled, we some legends. So recognize the motherfucking stars in your presence. Hey, like so on, game your rap so gone. This is top, top nigga, go ask Ozone.
Shit, disrespect, we can take it there. Shit, disrespect, we can take it there. Shit, disrespect, we can take it there. Hit you there, hit you here, hit you niggas anywhere. Shit, disrespect, we can take it there. Shit, disrespect, we can take it there. Shit, disrespect, we can take it there. Hit you here, hit you there, hit you niggas anywhere.
Cash in the dash, so it's able to leave. If you don't, you won't be able to breathe. You niggas can't grab my block. I'm too thick, a mixture of cam and pop. When I cook, it look like lemonade. Now they got M and they stem like Renegade. You better watch for your watch when you round me. Or would it be a pipe night like round 3? I get a little cheesy and it's a little easy. I'm with a spout in the south like Lord G. You can pop on the block in a fast move and get it out the window like fast food. I might like the white girl, but I stay on black. I'm in the game like train, I stay on track. Not a girl in this world wanna BS me. They wanna take me everywhere like they BS. Yeah. Nigga.
Hey. Right, give me my third.
Hey.
Let me eat.
Can I eat?
Again, bitch.
DJ at Low.
Party 4, we were chilling at the top. Said I'm done, I told you to get out. Didn't see the words that I said, cause I was hoping you would come back. I tried and tried and I tried to grab no play tonight and I hurt. And I tried to fight and I cried again. Oh, please let it just work. And I'm going crazy with you. You got me so confused. You walked away and I walked away and we should've
Sorry by Sierra. So let's go ahead and get it turned up a little bit. You know what? I feel like The Price is Right featuring Trick Trick and Diesel will be a good show, a good song. Matter of fact, you know what? Yeah. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and play two more songs and then get into the topic. So here we go. You know what? I'm going to do something different. I'm going to play Like You because that's kind of like that song. It's kind of hot.
I'm Mr. Throw It In The Bag, I buy you what you want. Trips overseas if that's what you want. I might record your closet just to see you stunt. Come kick it with a boss where you ain't gotta work. All I need is time, that money all in my mind. Them vacations we take, I do it just to ease your mind. Your body perfect like time. Hold up for a second, I can tell you, babe, I ain't lying. Love and effect, you ain't Rihanna and I ain't Future. But I can tell when we together, we into it. This love forever, and you might just think I'm selfish. Cause I ain't sharing, I just wanna make you feel special. I'm under pressure.
Sometimes I'm never on time, I'm always there when you call. Your friends saying I'm bad, they don't know me at all. Sometimes I'm never on time, I'm always there when you call. Your friends saying I'm bad, they don't know me at all.
I can travel around the world, I can meet so many girls, but I can't never meet no bird that's like you. And I search here and I search there, I search everywhere, but I can never find no girl that's like you.
I can't find another girl like you. Pray that both of our dreams come true.
I can't find a girl like
you. Well, I ain't never been a friend, but I could be your friend. Kiss me, put your lips against mine and don't let your tongue play innocent. I can read your mind and yes, you're about to get the business. No need to act all shy. We can knock the boots like Timberland. Shorty won't get stuck, and this thug she about to be getting. Riding like four wheels on them policy and them switches. Swerving lane to lane where them lovers only visit. I've been looking for love, GPS from a distance. Let your heart control what these haters gon' be missing. Cause misery love company and company be tripping. I've been looking for love, GPS from a distance. Let your heart control what these haters gon' be missing.
I can travel around the world, I can't never meet no bird that's like you. And I search here and I search there, I search everywhere, but I can never find no bird that's like you.
I can't find another girl like you. Surely every day I pray that both of our dreams come true.
Cause I can't find a girl like you. I've been looking for her all over my city. She say she like my swag, but she got me tatted dizzy. Say fuck the press, she hung straight to them interviews. And she like the best, she 26 but she old school. And you old news, me I do new things. Hopped out of old school, let her swag off in that new thing. Me I'm so cool, but she my blue flame. My heart is an icebox, but I fell for it like loose change. Now I'm stuck between, should I stay or should I play? But we know the laws obey. But so many came my way, somebody pray for me. Cause all I know is to go and push. She my tenderoni, cause she like to blow that kush, blow that kush. I can travel around the world, I can meet so many girls, but I can't never meet no girl that's like you. And I search here and I search there, I search everywhere, but I can never find no girl that's like you.
I can't find another girl like you. Surely every day I pray that both of our dreams come true.
Cause I can't find a girl like you.
is the last song of the rotation, and then it's time for talk.
Shawty said she love me like ghetto. She laid her head on my pillow. Ditto, pillow. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Love me like ghetto. Ghetto. Ghetto.
Lay your head on my pillow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just relax.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it started in the lunchroom. My homie made a bet that if I took that shorty out, I still couldn't hit that. That's when I approached her looking clean with a tic tac. Niggas thinking that I know my ears with a fitted cap. Like your long hair, shorty look real good. No dick teasing, shorty get that real wood. Thick thighs with brown eyes, her lips glossy. Cute walk, she flash by, her shit flawless. Cause I ain't even gotta ask for a kiss, man. She get it poppin', hold her on like a kickstand. She never argue when the mother brought fuck with me. If I was locked up, I knew that she'd come and get me. She on my mind, I'm about to ask her to marry me. She don't give a fuck about the mother bras eyeing me. She out, and I'm out, no real. What's up, say Kurt, what up?
I've been dreaming about you. You like my heart, I can't live without you. Lay your head up on my pillow, ain't no thinking about it. Put you in a coma, ain't no coming out. See, I just be lying to them other girls. Tell you the truth, I just grew tired of them
other girls.
Whoever sent you to me, I need a referral. Come into my bedroom, I can change your world. What I'm saying, I can change your life. Stop planning for the future, focus on the night. Shawty, you gon' get this pillow right, cause it's street.
Lay your head on my pillow. Just relax, relax.
Shout it, it was meant for you.
She love me like ditto. Did I throw the head on my pillow? Cause all I got is a dollar and a dream for you. Yeah. Said she love me like ditto. Then I throw the head on my pillow. Yeah. Cause all I got is a dollar and a dream for you. Yeah. And just
break. Listen, the topic of tonight is if a straight person goes to a gay pride or the pride parade or a gay club, are they gay or are they bi-curious? And this topic came about because I was on the phone talking to Crazy Ass Mo, you know, the little slow dude out of VK, and him and his chick or female friend was having a conversation, and they was cracking me up. So I did a poll on BBM, and a lot of people was like, no, they could be there showing support, this, that, and the third. So then I was like, okay, let me go ahead and make it a little easier. If a straight man goes to a gay pride parade, is he gay? And then you know, people was like, oh, yeah, most definitely, because me personally, I feel like if you're straight, you shouldn't go to those type of things because people are going to look at you like you may be, like, interested in the lifestyle or in the lifestyle or you coming out the closet and they can bring you out. Like, I don't have a problem kicking it with people that are gay, lesbians, whatever. It's cool, but, you know, sometimes when you put yourself in a situation, especially with men, men are going to look at you like you want some dick, and they're going to try to give it to you. Hi, Mr. Rikers.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
I just was chiming in. I was listening to you, and I was just chiming in on that. I don't have a problem with it. But like I said, you know, I have a problem when I see, I'm just going to use that, black people going to an Irish Day parade. I always say, well, how many Irish you see at the African Day parade? None. So why are you embracing the Irish? Or, you know, it's like blacks that go to the Italian Day parade. Do you see them at the African Day parade? No. Then why you embrace what belongs to you? So if you are a homo, you wouldn't go to the homo parade. If you're a straight man, what is your purpose at a homo parade besides picking up dudes? You're embracing the homosexuality? Like, that's my thing. You know, I mean, I'm not going to be floating around a homo parade. So I'm like, dude, that's your thing. You know, why don't we have a, you know, we don't need a straight parade. But I'm like, if they're homo, let them be homo. But at the same time, let's bring up the book of Sodom and Gomorrah. When Lot's wife walked away, why did she get turned to a pillar of salt? Because she was embracing that culture. And they said, we're going to vanquish that city and anyone who has something to do with it. That's why she was turned to a pillar of salt. They said, don't look back at that city, walk away, and keep walking. She turned around for that last memory, and she got the pillar of salt. So, me, I do different things, so I know a lot of, you know, they do them. I'm like, yo, you do you. But when I come, you know, they never bring that up around me because when they're around me, I guess they want to make sure they want to keep they want to portray that they're straight. But I know, I'm like, I know you're homo, but, you know, they want to portray their trait. And I'm like, yo, dude, that's each his own. As long as you don't bring up those conversations around me or try to, you know, start rainbow flagging in your hair around me, we good, you know. Then we can talk, we do business, and I go my way, you go your way. What you do in your room is in your room. But when you're out on the street, there's not going to be, you'll never see me walk around no gay fry parade ever. Because, again, that's for you. Being me is for me, and I'm not going to, you know, as a Christian man, you know, I know Leviticus clearly says burn the homosexual, so there's no way I'm going to be running around playing around with them. You know, again, I mean, I'm very passionate of the way I think or things I do, so that's one thing I would never get involved with. You know, but again, I know a lot of gay people. I'm like, yeah, well, that's you. I think it's a fad for most of them. It's like they must have saw some on TV and they thought it was a fad. So a lot of them I don't really go at because I realize I'm like, yeah, they're confused. You know, and that comes from the single family homes where they were around their mother and the older sisters so long, they just thought they were chicks or something. You know, so, I don't throw them under a bus, but, you know, definitely if you're going to be if you're a homo, you should hang out with homos. You know, not saying only, but, you know, especially when that parade come out, you see the Irish go to their parade. And you see the Jews go to their parade, and you see the Africans go to their parade, and homos go to homos parades. Just my opinion. I don't throw it. No,
I feel you because, me personally, I just feel like when you go to those parades, like, say, for instance, if you're going to show support, the majority, the mass is not going to think that you're there for support and your cousin, your best friend.
I don't think homos got a problem in life right now. They're in fashion, they're in Hollywood, they're in drugs. I mean, what support they need? I mean, if you say something anti-homo, oh my God, he's anti-homo. I'm like, but you're a Christian man. Oh my God, but didn't God, Jesus tell you that the devil's a trickster and he will make you go against God? That's what they're doing now. So people go, they'll say, well, you know, oh my God, he's against homos. No, I'm a Christian, and the Bible clearly says those people, that's a wicked lifestyle, and that's a sin. That's a mortal sin punishable by death in Leviticus. So It ain't got nothing to do with me. You know, this is something that was written before I was talking about gay marriage. The word marriage is marriage means commitment. It has nothing to do with getting a license. It's a commitment. But it's a biblical term. So it was like, how do you tell them, you know, you tell Christians they can't speak on that way? And I'm like, it's actually a biblical, the word marriage is a biblical term. That's where it came. It derives out of the Bible. It's a male and female commitment to each other. So how do you now take it from the Bible and say, you know, we're gonna make it for everybody? No, you call it something else then. Call it, you know, booty bandits. You know, give them their own term, you know, booty bandits. You know, I pronounce you booty bandits, you know, here's your license. Go spread AIDS with each other and call it a day. You know, I mean, you know, I grew up in a very, you know, people always look at me, I'm like, I grew up in a strict household. Strict. Like, if I was like, mommy, I'm bringing home a white girl, she told me straight up, you will pack your bags and you will leave. Daddy, I came home gay, he was like, I would kill you first. Like my household was strict early. Like, nah, we don't do that. And again, I grew up in, you know, in a city, so I never knew it. I never seen any of that stuff anyway. There was no homos on my block, you know, growing up. You know, if he was, they probably would have burnt him and, you know, we would have never knew. But again, I don't believe in, you know, I don't believe in that lifestyle. You know, I support anyone who's in it, you know, because I don't want no harm happen to people I call associates. I'm very careful on the word friends. But none of my associates, I wish no pain to them. So if that's them, I mean, I would definitely, if they were in the hospital with AIDS or something like that, I would go visit them because they're in dire straits. But they out there promoting this lifestyle and, like, you know, throwing flags. It was almost like running around talking about, you know, promoting gang violence. You know, we got guns, we're going to leave them in the air. No, I'm not doing all that. But if they were in dire straits, I would go visit them in the ICU. You know, again, that's because they're in their deathbed, and I really, my heart pours out for them, but I'm going to be hanging out with gay pride parades. And I don't think anyone straight should be at a gay pride parade, not unless you're like you said, bi-curious.
Now, I got another question that I'm going to bring Mo. Now, this is the thing that trips me out the most, because like you said, you grew up and you're a Christian, I'm a Christian. So how is it, like, you know, when the pastor is up on the pulpit on Sundays or however many days a week he has church or whatever, and he has gay members in his congregation? Huh?
It's all about money.
Oh, yeah.
You remember, it goes back to the old text. There's no man between, I'm not going to say the quote. I can't say exactly because I'm, you know, got to my mouth. But there's no man between the father and the child. Meaning there's no middleman between God and the son, which is us. We're the children of the Most High. There's no middleman. So my mother always said, if you got to go to church for the word of God ain't meant for you. Because the word that he gave that pastor ain't meant for you. The word will come to you if you was open to the word, you would get the word. Because most people don't realize, there's only 144, based on Josephus, there's only 144,000 seats in heaven. Everybody don't go to heaven. There's 2-4 billion people. Everybody doesn't go. I got to get the right number. It's 158,000 that fits in heaven. Heaven ain't for 5 billion people. Only the very, very, very selective goes to heaven. It ain't these European Jews, because they are Caucasians who took on the Hebrew, which are us, and they just switched it over because they're from the tribe of Dan. They're not Semitic people. Semitic people are brown skinned in nature. They're Caucasian in nature. So, of course, they can switch the word around for you. No, there's no middleman between the Most High and his child. These pastors, that's why they can ride around with a big car and get a $5 million building fund and send their children to private schools. I had a lady one day talk to her while I was going hard on the minister because they was collecting money to send his ass on Hawaii. And I asked her to straight up, you know, while she finished her Negro tirade, I said, excuse me, Negro lady, what happened to you on a vacation? And she says, I was like, stop, shut your mouth, and listen to the question, and I'll answer your questions. When's the last time you and your family went on vacation? She told me she went to Busch Gardens. I said, bitch, that's 20 minutes away. But you're raising money to send this nigga to Hawaii and his family and his two kids, his son, and his son, I ain't going to say his son is what, a homo. His son is straight trying to bang out the whole path, the whole choir. I mean, not the choir. His son is a straight whoring through the whole congregation. So I'm like, you're sending him where? So you think you should get the word of God from this guy? He doesn't live down the block from you. He doesn't live in your community. Jesus was a bum. Let's keep it real. We want to use it. No, Jesus was a bum. He was completely broke. If we saw Jesus on the block right now, we wouldn't let him in our house. He was poor. Remember, they had a vow of absence. They basically were broke. They had to give away. It's like the Knights Templars. They gave away everything. They had a vow of poverty because you can't talk to the people if you're not one of the people. So if your pastor drives off in a Bentley, he's not one of you if you don't live in a community of people driving Bentleys. So, of course, they're going to have a homo in the homos be the one teaching the choir. So I'm like, he's standing right next to you. When it clearly says in Leviticus, a man should not lay with man as he lay with woman, they should be summarily put to death. That's what it says in Leviticus. Yet you're standing right next to him. Why? Because he's bringing in that money. So no matter what the pastor say, because it's about dollars with that dude. 9 out of 10 churches, and I'm not even going to say 9 out of 10. We gonna use a great number, like 97 out of 100, and it's even worse than that. You know, these people, that's why you can't have, you have 4 churches on one block. Why? Because everybody got their own agenda. Everybody wants their own paper. You know, no one cares. So this is why we got this homosexuality rampage going on where they're promoting it. We're going to the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. This is like when the angels came down and the men and Jesus and God said, and they said, the men said, no, we want some of them angels. And the guy said, but those are men. You know, they go, we want some of that booty. You know, we want some of that booty. You know, that's that Boondocks episode. You know, we want some of that booty. We don't want the women. We want the men. And it's collapsing of society. I mean, especially now they're going around with parades. I have no problem with y'all congregating and all that. Again, you do it over there. But when AIDS starts spreading around, I keep telling people, isn't it ironic that, you know, black communities always seem the ones with AIDS problems? You know, you go anywhere in America, you know, D.C. AIDS, Atlanta AIDS. I'm like, is there a problem? Is there a coincidence that these are thriving homo areas and now they're thriving AIDS areas where the homo spread it to the straight girl because he's not sure if he wants to be straight or bi. I mean, you're not a bi. There's no such thing. Men can't be bi. When you insert your penis in another man's anus, you're homo. That's it. There's no bisexual. He's a faggot at that moment. But now he wants to sleep with the straight girl. He gives her the disease. She's not getting tested every 6 months. So now she spreads it to her heterosexual lover. So before they all get tested, they realize that, oh, shit, we can spread this shit all over the place. No. Box them up. Y'all do your thing. Stay over there.
No, I totally agree.
I'm sorry.
I said I totally agree. Mo, what are your thoughts?
Nah, I mean, shout out to shout out to Chocolate Mommy, shout out to my girl Chocolate Mommy, she hold me down. I even did a song about her, Can I hold you down? Can I hold you down, Yeah. You know, I had to do that. Yo, can I hold you down? Yo, not to check the subject, but this nigga 50 types of sun and blue kisses between his fingers. Yo, this nigga licked in between his tooth, his gap in his teeth, and his tooth.
He's not 50 types anymore. Don't laugh at him. My phone blew up all day yesterday, all night. People sent me voice messages on BBM singing, Can I Hold You Down?
Can I hold you down, I'm saying, Can I hold you down? Shout out to Chuck, Bobby, Nami. Yo, you're the greatest, yo. You're the greatest. Like, that's just the funniest shit in the world. I hate watching this shit, but it's funny as hell. I swear to God, yo. That shit is crazy, yo. And elaborate on what my brother said. Yo, I hope you don't go to church because, you know, a lot of the churches are full of them. You heard me? And they're going to be looking at you funny next week, this Sunday.
Uh-huh.
You understand? Because it's sad, real talk. Like, it's really sad that it's amongst us so hard, but I don't knock nobody's preference. That's their life, like you said. As long as they keep it amongst them, you know what I mean, and keep it out of your circle, it's cool. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
But 9 out of 10, your pastor's sitting up there. Not your pastor, because I know my pastor. Pastor Coleman ain't no joke. That little dude, young fly, he got a wife. He do what he do. You feel me?
Yeah.
A lot of these pastors out here playing with little boys. They're a bunch of fuck boys.
Yep.
That's why if you believe in God within yourself. Have a personal relationship with him. You know?
Uh-huh.
Even if you do go to church, that's just a meeting place for all the people that believe in the same belief. Like Chocolate Mommy and 50 Tyson when they, you know, when they walking down the aisle. You know? And on that gay, man, we had that conversation because this is how it went. The gay pride parade was going on. And she's very attractive to a lot of guys like her at work. So the guys do anything just to be around her. So her and her homegirls go down there to get a drink. Women, they go to the gay pride parade. Women hang out with gay people regardless. Straight women hang out with gay people all day. I don't understand why, but they say they're the most funnest people to be around when it comes to women. You understand what I'm saying? Because I guess them, you know, them fuckboys act like women, so they like it. You understand? So she said the guys at her job, just to be around them because they like them and they're attracted to them, they are willing to walk with them to the gay parade. But what I told her, I said, any straight man walk with you to a gay parade just because he likes you, he got problems because I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to the gay parade. I don't give a fuck how fat your ass is, how pretty you are. You know what I mean? But then, like a lot of people said, guys go down there with their girl that's bisexual to get a girl for a threesome. I said, I'll send my chick down there, and she'll pick up a chick and bring her home. Why do I got to be there? You understand?
Yep.
If that's her preference. Then some people say, well, if my brother is gay, I'm going in support of him. If my brother's gay, I'm not hanging out with my brother.
Because
there's no way in the world me and him grew up together and he should be gay. No way in the world. No way in the world. You know, and they say from birth. I don't think you gay from birth. I don't believe the bullshit. You understand what I'm saying? I think you grow into liking that type of thing. Because there's no way in the world I'm sitting here with my son and he got his dick peeing all over the place and he going to grow up to put his dick in a man. Ain't no way in the world. At all. I would kill my son. And that's no disrespect to anybody that's gay out there. It's just not my preference. I don't agree with it. You understand what I'm saying? She was telling Chocolate yesterday that I just hate on gay people. It's nothing a gay person got that I would want to hate on. You understand? I just don't agree with it. I don't believe Adam and Steve. I believe in Adam and Eve. You understand? That's what I believe in. You feel me? But then she says double standard because I don't mind a gay girl. I don't mind a lesbian. Now, I lived in California, right? I lived in California. We were talking about that before. They had lesbians. That means pretty women liking pretty women. I don't like when women like nigga bitches. You understand?
Yeah, the ones that look like dudes are dykes.
Yeah, the ones that want to look like a man and run around with a dildo and grabbing a dildo. To me, that shit is ugly. Now, if motherfucking Beyonce want to be with Tierra, I'm all with it. Let's go. I'm watching. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you still could bring them back home.
No, you could bring them back home. I would love that.
That's the thing. We can always bring them home. But once you a male inserts inside of another, that's crossing the line.
Yeah, that's, to me, that's just a whole, when a girl fucking a girl, she just licking the pussy. You understand?
Exactly.
What I'm saying?
That's
what
I'm saying.
Yeah, but when a man fucking him, that's just, I don't even like talk about it because I think.
Yeah, exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? You're violating another man, a nigga. Like what he said, I'm a boy, Michael. Remember that?
Yeah, exactly.
You understand? It's not like I was watching the BET Awards. They make it so comfortable that a faggot had his own hosting spot. He up there with a wig on telling chicks about their dressing and stuff. Did you see that?
Yep.
Funky Geneva, Geneva or something.
Yeah, I'm getting disgusted. I'm like, look at this nigga bitch on BET. Bad enough, niggas going up there, they watches falling apart, talking about they rocking $100,000 watches.
Mm-hmm.
My bezel don't fall off my watch, and I only paid $6,000 for it. That nigga Ace Hood said he paid $100,000 for his watch, got up there, interviewed, his watch fell apart. That was disrespectful. You understand? The nigga bezel fell off his watch. Did y'all see that?
Yeah. Well, again, like I said, most of them use costume jewelry because when you go outside, they don't want to get robbed, and if they do get robbed, they're okay with losing the costume jewelry.
Yeah, but the nigga whole watch fell apart. Like, that was the most embarrassing moment. Bow Wow was like, look, pick up your bezel. Yo, Bow Wow's the worst.
Yeah.
Yo, Bow Wow told the nigga to pick up his bezel. Like, he didn't step on him and be like, look down. You know, hold his brother down. The nigga on TV told Ace Hood. Now, that was the Ada moment. Look, pick up your bezel. So that was the Ada moment. But like I said, they had the gay dude on TV. Like, he was just hair long. The nigga wig and makeup, and then you sitting there critiquing real women. Like,
exactly.
What give a gay man a man to tell a woman? I mean, all men should tell a woman how they like them, but you're critiquing them, comparing your nails to theirs and your hair stuff. Like, when did TV start allowing this?
But that's Viacom. I remember those shows are the. I remember those shows are the program the weak mind. That's all this is for. I keep telling people, they're like, well, you know, I remember we were talking about this Illuminati thing before, and I was telling, I don't know, I was talking to Chuck about when I was on the road one time, we was talking about, and this guy brought up, you know, he was like, why do people keep saying, like Jay-Z's an Illuminati? He said, what does he do to make people say that about him? I'm like, honestly, I don't know. Like, he goes up, he says, I listen to his music, and I don't even listen to his music, and I've never heard anything about destroying your body coming out of his mind. All of these fraternities of arts are the manipulation and destruction of the body and of the mind. So you sit there like, wow, being a homo is cool. Okay, you just eliminated yourself from the elite class. Oh, wow, I got AIDS. You just eliminated yourself from the elite class. These people are working on elite, creating an elitist society. And then there's going to be the peons and there's going to be the elitists. If you sit there and you're like, wow, it's cool to be like, wow, this is cool. These shows are programmed to let's pick out the weak ones. Keep on picking out the weak ones, and every few episodes, we'll get a few people like, you know what, I'm going to be bi. And then every few of them are like, I caught AIDS. Oh, shit. Yes, because it's a 100-year plan to completely wipe out a race of people. And it ain't black, white. It's about poor or the weak. The weak-minded are being massacred by the whole because they're catching, they're going to these hospitals, and hospitals are injecting them with the AIDS. They're giving them the good old diseases to help them. Now, your diet is bad from the bad food, eating too much sugar and sodium, so your immune systems are broken down. Now, when you get these infections from these diseases, you're a rep. You're a rep right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're losing a lot of people. And listen, this is when, like you're saying, you have a good minister, but this is when these ministers need to say, yo, I understand y'all putting that money in that collection plate, but we need to fix some of these people. Because a man and woman's job is to procreate. If you ain't fucking for procreation, that's really the sin. That's a sin to your heritage. A sin to your people. You're a traitor to your race when you don't repopulate. A man says, I've got 40 years, I ain't gonna have children. You're a devil because you're not adding on to the growth of our people. This is why you can't. People look at the Mexicans. I'm just using Mexicans because I have a lot of Mexican friends. And they go, well, wow, they're populating. I said, dude, they're on 180% birth rate. There's no race of people in this country that's on a population birth like that. Within 20 years, they're going to be voting for the president and winning, right? They're going to have the majority of votes. White people populating at like 2%. Blacks at like 40. Asians are like at 100. That's what you're here for. Man, women, fuck, baby. That's it. If man, women, fuck, don't make baby, there's something wrong. And that's why I want to have these homos. So we're losing a lot of our black leaders. I'm just saying black because it's what bothers me when I see black homos. When I see white homos, I ain't got a problem because they look natural. That's natural for them. They just look like they at home. I'm like, wow, y'all do this shit like this, which y'all been doing in them caves all of me.
Yeah, listen,
but we see the black
homo. A homo is a homo. I don't give a fuck what color it is. I don't care.
Yeah, But it hurts me more when it's our people, and I'm like, dude, we need our men. You know, we're losing majority to jail, and we're losing a lot to homo. So where's our children for tomorrow? And then you remember, if we're all the same age, we're the crack baby generation. We are the children of the crack baby, literally. So a lot of us are already diseased, not physically, but mentally in the mind, because we have cocaine and crack in our systems already. Because we were the children of the 70s and 80s of the cocaine and these diseases. They are diseases, drugs, diseases. So we're losing a third because they can't pass tests, they can't take jobs because they're still victims of the 80s and 90s where the parents were completely gone. Then we're losing a majority to jail, then we're losing another group to homos. And, you know, I do corporate America, and I sit there and we literally talk about this, and I'm like, wow, it's weird that it's so obvious across the board, the spectrum, where they realize that black kids can't pass tests. And they go, why? Because they're crack babies. And you're like, damn, just add 18 years back, damn, there's the 80s and 90s. Fathers are in jail, 80s and 90s. So there we got more homos because the mother's mother and all the sisters are raising the kids. So now I'm like, damn, black people, there ain't too many of us as is. And then we're losing more because y'all want to run around and be booty bandits? Then you fucking up the rest of us who are straight, bringing your homo shit home. Tell my honey, I love you. I just came home. Let's have sex. You bringing your AIDS over to your straight wife. Your straight wife is fucking the UPS man because you ain't never home anyway. The UPS man guy, he takes it home to his girlfriend because he's banging your wife on his routes, but now he's just taking it home to his girlfriend. Boom. We got a whole clusterfuck, a lot of HIV tests going on here. And I just look at everything on a bigger scale, but it's like it so annoys me. And I'm like, dude, now you got homo parades. It just reminds me of Sodom and Gomorrah all over again.
Yeah, they gave them motherfuckers a parade. Like, hey, that's their preference.
Like, but you're not even the people.
We dealing with a world full of it. We dealing with a world accepting it. We dealing with a world where at some point you have to be forced to be around it. Like you saying, you're on the corporate world. Testing them exec and CEOs, okay. You know what I'm saying? So some of these people working for them, you know what I mean? To the point where, okay, this nigga coming in and you seeing cars being, you know, niggas coming to take the nigga out for lunch and shit, and you ready to shoot him in his head, but this nigga cut your check. He only got 4,500 companies. You understand? Because, like women, them niggas know how to hustle. They get their money. They get their degrees. They get the beauty salons. They doing what they got to do, but that's their fucking business. And
yeah.
I don't want to face this. I don't want to see and talk about homos all goddamn day.
Yeah.
Boring. Fuck them. Let them live their life. Let them do what they got to do. And, you know, it was a great topic, but who gives them? About the fuck boy. Let them go fuck boys. That's the name, fuck boys. Go fuck boys. Nigga bitches, go dress like niggas or bitches, whatever they want to do. You know?
Yeah, of course.
But I mean, it's really scary. It's really scary because, like, at the end of the day, you have people that fuck with, they do that download shit or they do whatever, and they do come home and they fuck straight women, and the woman is clueless.
Yeah.
That's right there. I mean, if a nigga get caught, you understand? That should be a charge. That should be a charge against
them. It should be a charge.
But think about the people that haven't got caught, and think about the many females y'all have fucked that they man was out there fucking the next man and was fucking her, and now you fucking her, and you have
one too. What do you mean if you have fucked? How many dicks you done sucked, that his dick done been in another man's ass? Don't be talking about we done fucked.
Yeah, like we only was guilty.
Yeah, you hear her? Any bitches out there that y'all fuck, how about the niggas you sitting there getting down with, giving heads,
following
booty bills? Yeah, what the hell is wrong with you?
I'm celibate. Nino Bass, your line is open. Say
something. Yeah, what's up?
Yo, Nino, what's happening, brother?
Hey, nah, what up, Mo?
I can't call him my spoiler, you know?
Chop, okay. What's up?
Nothing. Sitting here listening to the topic.
Mo is crazy. I was over here dying laughing.
The person that should have really called in tonight because he is like so in denial about his sexuality is Big Tone, because Big Tone doesn't get it. Like, you can't have a living on the edge or alter ego when you're letting another man with titties suck your dick. That's still gay. And I guess a lot of people, or some men, feel like, you know, they're not gay or they might be bisexual, but men can't be bisexual. Like, you
can't
either
be
gonna be one way or the other.
No, can women be bisexual? It's just a different level, is it, of it. Now, I mean, you can still be, they still category as gay. Once you interact with the same sexuality, you're gay. No matter how you look at it.
I don't mind either.
For sure, I don't mind. I like two girls at the same damn time. Hell yeah.
Sound like a song.
At the same damn time. Hell yeah. I don't mind, but there's a lot of people out there like that. Like, look at Mr. C. He get caught once, and then look, he's back again.
Mr. C, man, you can look at him in his face. You know what I mean? Number one, if you notice about Mr. C, I do a lot of parties dealing with, well, Hurts and them, they always got him DJing a party.
Yeah.
And every time he DJing a party, this nigga talking about women's shoes all day. I never met a nigga.
Yo.
Mr.
Yo,
C.
Yo, bitch, with them shits ain't red bottoms. Bitch, look at your shoes. Bitch, why you got?
I'm like, yo, why this nigga stay dissing women? And then he got caught fucking a fuck boy. See, I knew something was wrong with him.
No, stop. You called it out because you stayed doing that. He ain't talking about their hair and all that.
Yeah, you see every show he do, every party he got spoke by women. Like, nigga, we men in here. We want you to make the girls dance, not leave.
Yeah. You ain't never lost.
I listen to a Mr. C set at a party. He always got something to say about a woman here, her boots, or her outfit all night, yo. You know, I never heard of one.
It's funny, you all right about that.
I never heard of one.
Maybe he's jealous. Maybe he wanted to be a female.
Or maybe he just want a club full of niggas. Who knows?
Got a point.
Yeah, I mean, you
got very nervous, but
yeah, and he still denies it though. I don't know. I don't understand the category in that. Like, he still say, "I'm not gay, nigga." I don't know how many times you get caught with a half a nigga. That's what I call him, Sal. Mo, I call him half a nigga.
Who, Mr. C?
No, I call women that want to be with niggas and niggas that want to be transvestites, I call them half a nigga.
Nah, I call them nigga bitches. That's call them fuckboy and nigga bitches. That's all. Real talk. And it was funny because I was in a we was in a restaurant with my motorcycle club, right? So a nigga bitch came in.
Was it Country Kitchen?
Nah, it wasn't a Country Kitchen.
No, I'm being funny.
It was a diner on East New York Avenue, the diner. Oh, what they call it? The diner, everybody goes.
Popo's.
So we're in Popo's, so we got the tables locked, all the motorcycle, all my team in there, motorcycles parked outside. So a nigga bitch walked in with her girlfriend, right? So her girlfriend's sitting there staring at one of my members. And we sitting there laughing, so the nigga bitch got mad. I was like, yo, Duke, what you looking at? So, you know, I'm impressed. My member jumped up, ready to get at your homegirl, you know what I mean? I had girls with me. I was like, chill. I was like, listen, nigga, bitch, y'all caught it just like this. You want to act like a nigga, you'll get your ass whipped like a nigga. You understand? Your bitch in here looking at niggas. You feel me? That means she's not interested in you. You know? Don't come out here. Don't come in here with that bullshit because you'll get fucked up. You want to act like a boy? You'll get your ass whipped like a boy. So the nigga bitch grabbed this chick and pulled outside. I don't know if she beat up or what. But that's crazy because they get jealous too. Them dyke chicks.
Yeah, they real emotional about they pieces. That's why me in my case, I always make them feel like they are what they are. Like, I know they women, so what I do is If I see one that look like a nigga and one that look like the female, I'll holler at the one that look like a nigga. I show you still a girl like, yo, shorty with the fitting on, what up? Give her a different look of life. Look, come back. Come home.
Nino.
Yo.
Nigga, I knew you since you was a baby, my nigga.
Yeah, you definitely did. And you know I give it up. I got a bunch of females. Yeah, you from the same neighborhood, matter of fact. Hello, wait a minute.
Hey. Girl, hey, I'm on the phone with two retards. Rikers just hung up. So, you know, Mo had to come on the show and be such a retard. I swear,
damn,
when I meet Mo, I'm going to beat the fuck out of him.
She told me the same thing, Mo, so you better put your headgear on.
No, she better get her headgear right.
I told her that. I told her with a mouthpiece.
There it goes. She better get her headgear right.
please tell me that you did not participate in that bullshit and having jokes and laughing at the video.
No. Oh, yo, you know what, Sal? I mean, Mo, he called me and he told me, was I doing the show with Chocolate tonight? I said, yeah. He said, look, tell her, don't be home too late because he's in the shower naked.
Yo, did he tell you? Yo, Dino, you love
Mo. Mo hit me up and Mo was like, that he's psychic. He told you that's going to be your boo, and nobody believed it, but it came as cuckoo patient. So I had to say, is that true? That's not your boo, is it?
No. He is this weekend, and his song.
You didn't hear his song? That nigga said, can I hold you down? I mean, I'm saying, can I hold you down? Now I'm saying, shout out to Now I'm saying, the Chocolate Mommy. Now I'm saying, everybody go to her YouTube. Now I'm saying, yo, he knew your whole address and everything. He's like, Chocolate Mommy, Now I'm saying, _. Now I'm saying.
Brandy says she's suing him.
Wow.
Just because he switched the words around, everybody knew it was I want to be down.
Brandy need to lead a little bit.
They remix everything now. 50 Cent did a whole album with somebody else.
Thank you. Yeah, so retarded nigga alone.
And you know, Chocolate,
tell Brandy leave your boo alone.
Yeah, Chocolate. Ride for your man, bro. You better reach out.
I'm mad he said ride for your man. That's not nice.
What'd she say?
You know what?
That's not her man.
That is an artist that I support his movement. And just for that, I am going to play the song. Can I hold you down?
No, don't do that. Please don't do that. I heard
that's
it on the phone. Please don't do that. How you gonna play autistic music?
The track is actually nice once you listen to the hook and you listen to
Oh, she's on her man. You go, girlfriend. Hold your man down. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh my goodness.
Hold your man down.
Ashton, would you like to hear the song?
No, Ashton.
Yes.
No, we Brooklyn, Ashton. No.
I haven't heard it. I can't be a judge on it. I haven't heard it. I would like to hear it.
Yo, Nino,
let Chocolate play her man's song. We're going to support it because we support her. Now, Chocolate, go into your man's song. This is 50 Tyson. Shout out to Chocolate Drop.
Oh, shit. Oh, she played it.
Swag brother.
Hey, yo, we got him.
Shout out to my homeboy,
can't be good for you when I take you to Lake Tahoe. We can see everything. I can't be the better man. Hey, let me tell you something. Hey, let me tell you about how I was raised up and treated lady like, not like a dog. You make a promise to me, I make a promise to you. I'm 50 Tyson though, come get at me.
Oh.
Artistic, you understand, and they feel bad for him, and he's putting his sickness out there.
said, for the world of view. And
yeah.
Like, I got chocolate mommy, a bunch of people. Hold on.
He's not
around the nigga might not be autistic. He might be fooling the shit out of y'all just to get some damn money.
Yeah,
The niggas, number one, artistic niggas using auto tone. I mean, like what? First he's talking about can he get chocolate mommy drawers? Then he know on a song using auto tone. Like, come on, a boy real smart. He not stupid.
Oh no! He probably got a mean engineer. But that's because it is true. Like you feel. They want to show people, like, if he can do it, y'all can do it. I mean,
yeah.
And you never know. The music industry might need a tax write-off.
Thank you. And then another thing, Nino, they're not taking him serious. You think Hot 97 going to play his song in rotation?
They
yeah. Going to play his song is Chocolate Mommy.
Yeah, she's there right now. Go ahead, hold your pool down, girl.
Yeah, so I'm not knocking his hustle. Listen, I'm not knocking
his hustle
at all. His hustle is grand. I respect that he's not letting his sickness stop him. But his initial blog was making fun of what he had. You understand? He was trying to be competing.
Yo, Mo, could you ask Chocolate, can I get a 16 on his next song?
You know what?
Yo, Chocolate. Yo, tell him let me get the hook. I didn't need the hook. Don't give me a 16.
Chocolate, would you introduce? You introduce the autistic nigga. We got my nigga Nino on the phone who got collabs with everybody straight out of Brooklyn. YouTube buzz is popping, 100,000 views a week. You understand? You ain't introducing my nigga, but you introduce this little retarded half a 50 Cent, half a Mike Tyson looking nigga.
Yo, Mo, do not talk about her man like that. We leave the town alone. Yo, Mo, don't talk about, yo, Chocolate, I got you, Mo. If I see you out here, Mo, yo, Mo, if I see you, don't be talking about Chocolate man like that.
I can't believe you got to go through this tonight.
I was going, yo, listen, I come on a block, brother. You heard me? All you going to do is take my motorcycle and leave.
And you know what? He just released another mixtape, and it's called Rhythm of Autism. Wow.
That's his new song? Yo, Nino, the nigga will ask her to do an autistic porn with him.
Oh, yo, you're stupid. You're a stupid nigga, son.
The nigga asked her to do autistic porn starring Vicky Tyson and Chalk Mommy.
Yo, y'all can make love to that song. Y'all let me hold you. Dad, you gonna walk in the room. You gonna take your shirt off. I'll be Vicky Tyson.
Huh? He already did on the blog. You ain't see the stupid video.
Yeah, he's
not making that much money because the bathroom looked crazy. I was like, why didn't he just do a green screen or something?
Wow.
You understand? Hey, Chuck, are you taking all his damn money, girl?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. At the end of the day, this dude booked to do a show doing CIAA weekend.
Uh-huh.
How many other artists are seeing that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
wait, Chocolate, no. You know what's so sad?
What?
And I hate that you say that. Like, we was having this conversation the other day about South artists, East artists, New York artists. A lot of artists don't have that opportunity. He's an autistic artist, which is amazing to everybody. You feel me? People are not doing it because he's talented. He's not talented at all.
If you follow the game, like you would know, it's 90% business and 10% talent. That's for anything. Know what I mean? So
look at 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz, I love 2 Chainz to death. But to really say 2 Chainz is lyrical, your IQ got to be what? Seriously, I love 2 Chainz because he's comical to me. Like, the shit he say is so fucking silly, that I like
Turn
to
up.
Now, now we take T.I., who's a very talented brother, You understand? Who can sit up there and kick a 16, and you be like, wow, T.I. said some shit. You can't compare 2 Chainz to T.I. That's like comparing motherfucking 50 Tyson and Nino. It don't work. It don't work that way. It really
but
don't.
But he do. Nino's your friend, and you special.
Oh, Nino's your friend. She's
taking up her pool. You see that, right?
Yeah, she holding her man down.
Now, hold on. When she was on the phone with us earlier, now I ain't even going to say it because the nigga might have his he might have his geek control listening to the show. So we're going to
Yeah. Don't mess up. Yo, Mo. Don't mess up their relationship, please.
I'm not going to do that.
Autistic kids are smart. My daughter's baby dad, his little brother is autistic.
Little brother is autistic.
Yeah, you just went through a whole list.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
I had to write it down. I didn't mean to cut.
Can you rephrase that? My grandchildren's uncle.
My cousin's uncle's nephew, Big Toe's sister. Yo, you notice how she want to make it real far distant from my family.
Yeah.
My daughter's cousin's baby mama's
father. Yeah, his friend. No, his other friend. His friend.
We're not together. But his little brother is autistic, and that motherfucker speaks Spanish fluently. Never took a lesson
at all. Was you attracted to him? Is that what brought you to 50 Tyson?
You met them at a concert? You went to the concert and you went in there?
How about that? Kiss my ass. How are we going
to do? They met at a meeting.
I'm mute. Okay, and Nino, I'm mute because they don't know how to fucking act. Hi, Mr. GA. How are you?
Yeah, mommy, what's happening?
Man, you see the bullshit I had to put up with motherfuckers from your damn hood?
Hey, Chuck, listen, though. I mean, they keep it real, though. I mean, when I heard it, I thought it was some funny shit. I ain't know who 50 Tyson was. I told the fuck this nigga, yo. Then I started doing research. They're like, yo, he the retarded rapper. I was like, for real? Retarded rapper?
Get the
fuck out of here.
Oh, shit.
Yo.
I was like,
that shit to me was, hey, Chuck, when I saw the video, I thought it was a joke because he kept saying the shit over and over again. I said, this nigga is being funny, you know what I'm saying? He's being funny for real. Now I saw his face. I said, nah, dude's really slow. Dude's really fucked up in the head, yo. I saw that shit.
He didn't choose to be that way. That's just how he was born. Like, some children are born with defects. Like,
take up for your
man. But listen, sometimes you got certain defects, you know what I'm saying? You shouldn't do certain shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, he in a whole different lane, yo. Get you out of that lane. That's not his lane, yo, for real. That's not his lane, you know what I'm saying? This whole rapping shit, interviewing shit is not his lane, yo. Tell dude to fall back. He's a funny dude. He's funny as a fuck, you know what I'm saying? For real. He's mad funny, yo. But
yo, no, he really,
serious,
he
I
really,
can't see that in the film.
He really is. He really, really, really is funny. Like, you listen to his
that
blog.
Funny.
Yo, and we can't take knives away from Chocolate Man because that's her man. So for us
I
to
know,
even
man.
Sit here, for us to even sit here and go back and forth with her, It's a lose-lose situation because she's going home to him at the end of the night. And we still in here.
Oh, Can I help you down?
Let me be there for you, chocolate.
For you, boo.
He's on the interview singing, I said, damn, and you know
the bad part, the whole worst part about the situation. Now you did all this for him, right? Now your ex, I know your ex heard this song, so now what you gotta do about that? What is security at for 50 Tyson now, huh?
And you better not be with your ex, because that little nigga's going to make a blog.
I told you.
Walking in the rain. Holding hands.
Yeah. Oh shit, Orange Juice Jones.
Oh,
shit.
Hey, like, you were holding in chocolate.
Uh-huh.
You
know what I still love you, though, boo.
Hey, yo, but listen about you, though. How else you ask Chop to do a porno with him, though? That's the funny
shit.
It was
crazy, right?
That's crazy,
yo.
Yo,
look, I put money. That porno make money. An autistic nigga and chocolate.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you was gonna go. You said they're smart as a motherfucker. So just get your money and your views up with this. Ride your wave, boo. That's your wave.
Yo, that nigga probably so strong.
Yo,
retarded, strong, but nuts. And knock her fucking
heel off. Yo, I told her she better ride the wave before when them white girls get them.
Yeah.
Get them. Stack cats, whatever their name is, and
yeah.
Once they get a hold of them, he ain't gonna want no white girl no more.
Yo, he gonna treat her just like what's her name? After that, he gonna be like PBJ. He gonna be like, yo, you wanna go back to the radio station?
Huh? You want to say on the nigga Stevie J is crazy. She said, you love me, Stevie, you love me. He said, it's pork.
Yo, he's hilarious. I'm telling you. He said, yo, go get that watch checked out. It's like a bomb. It go boom. Yo, he made his own show.
Yo, he do. He really do. He's a funny nigga.
Is pig's pork. I said, this
it's
nigga can't
pork.
Say nothing.
That was some
he's hilarious, man.
I like that one. Next time a chick
comes. Is a pig pussy pork? I'm like, oh, shit, what the hell?
But, yo, you know what, though, y'all. Listen, real talk, though. Let's not be foul. Chop. All right, do this. Play the interview right now for everybody to hear. You know what I'm saying? Right now.
I just did it. Call the nigga on the three-way. Put 50 Tyson on the phone.
Yeah, no.
Because she got to go home.
On the phone with y'all for the simple fact that Mo, I know, because what happened was when I interviewed him, everything like that, I put everybody on mute because I already knew how it was going to go. So I did what I did, asked him his questions, everything like that. We talked about his career, whatever. Got him off the line. Then Mo and Scotty started going in. Mo was just like, oh, the little retarded kid, the autistic kid. Now he's going to be going around expecting everybody to be asking him about getting his dicks up. Chop, you done did this, you done did that. He went back and he heard that on the show. He said it was funny, but I could tell that his feelings was hurt. And that's not what I wanted.
Yeah, and this is what I'm trying to tell y'all. Like, she has to go home to him at the end of the night. So y'all got to
okay, listen, in front of Nino, in front of my little brother Nino, in front of Asmin, in front of everybody online, if you put the retarded motherfucker on the line, I apologize from my heart.
No,
yo, she said. She thought about it for a minute. She said, nah, he's trying to trick me.
Mo is so fucking reckless with his mouth that he can be like, you know what? You little retarded motherfucker, I'm sincerely sorry.
And that's a hill figure nigga for you.
Oh, dang, hill players.
That's a hill figure nigga for you.
Yo, but listen, I apologize to the little nigga, real talk.
He's gonna be like, yo, Mo, I'm saying, know what I mean? Ain't nothing wrong with it. I accept your apology and whatnot. Yo, Chocolate, would you marry me?
Oh, my goodness. Yo, I gotta chill. You know, I'll be all over the world. I'll be at All Star Weekends and all that.
Yeah, I said the same thing. That's why I'm falling back.
Yeah,
I ain't saying nothing else.
You have it all right.
Yo, you ever seen I Got the Hook Up? When they was chasing Black and Blue? Yo, I don't want that. I don't want a bunch of niggas on the bikes with a helmet chasing me down. Like, Nino, I see you.
Yo, that is messed up.
Y'all are the worst. Y'all are the worst. I'm really shocked at y'all, like, really. Because, Nino, I don't know if you have kids or not. But, Mo, okay, now, just think about all the shit you talk about, people. Yolo, if you are fortunate enough to find somebody that takes your deposit and gets pregnant, like, what if your kid
Not to cut you off. I've been making fun of retarded kids all my life. I got 5 beautiful kids by 5 beautiful baby mothers, and
he ain't lying.
Retarded.
He is not lying.
So that myth, I done busted that
And if God blesses me with an autistic kid, he's just probably playing the Olympics or something. I'm not gonna let him rat.
No, I'm not. Hold on, don't get me. Nino, I'm not making fun of. I'm not, because I support a charity. I'm not making fun of autistic kids. Please do not mark me as a monster. I'm making fun of 50 Tyson, who happens to be autistic. You understand? Because like my brother said a minute ago, you got a lot of autistic kids that's staying in a lane. They're very intelligent. They're learning, and they're fighting through their struggles.
Do not quote me
on making fun of autistic. 50 Tyson is retarded. You understand? Because of his image and what he portrayed. You understand? You got a lot of kids out there that's fighting it, and they're trying their best. So all jokes aside, we're going to get back to the joking. But to make it clear, I'm not making fun of autistic kids. You understand? Because I am a father, and I love kids to death. I don't care who child it is. But that child right there got issues, and for him to be on there naked and singing about chocolate mommy, and he don't know if he's 17 or 20, he deserved to be made fun of. If Kevin Hart can do it, I can do it. You understand what I'm saying?
He was in his drawers.
That's partial naked, and he just did it because you already seen what was in his drawers, so... How you knew he was in his drawers, Chocolate?
You can see it in the beginning. Come
on,
come on.
She said, oh, I know them boxes he had on. I remember those. Nah, but I actually like, I'm so icy to be Tyson. He did his numbers. He was so icy. He got a ditty. He had his own little dance in there. He was keeping up.
I don't think I can like none of his music. So I don't think I can follow it. Like I said, the only reason I entertain it is because Chocolate Mommy was so hyped on him that night of the interview. And you know,
that's a fool she had the right to. If you was a man, stop.
Yo,
so you
know,
right?
You know, she had MC Shan on the show, right? Shan, in fact.
Oh,
and she didn't go that crazy. MC Shan, my nigga. Nigga, we grew up with listening to the Bridge. And she didn't go that crazy. She had motherfucking 50 Tyson on the show? Oh, my God.
Yo, that's how cool.
It's the 50 Cent or the Mike Tyson lookalike that's turning her on, but
it's that gap. She was like, "Yo, son, I wish I could just say I'm 50 Tyson like you do it. How you do that? Say it. Yo, say it for me."
Mr. GA.
What's up, Sean?
You not going to say nothing? You just going to let them do this?
Sure, I'm saying, I mean, real talk, you messed up, boo, for real. I mean, the whole, he trying to do a porno with me and the whole, he typing in his view. I was like, that ain't Chuck tripping. Chuck was in their heads. Yeah, oh, no. What's wrong with Chuck? I mean, I was shocked. You know, Chuck, I was shocked, baby, for real. This ain't Chuck. Mom, hello. Nah, something wrong. Then I said, well, I know Chuck. She like to make fun of motherfuckers, yo, so I like,
she trying to climb this nigga, yo, for real. But now here it is, everybody talking, you like, you feeling dude, right?
No.
Y'all have a baby. If y'all have a baby, we're gonna be holding.
My thing is, it's like because of his situation, when he came on the show, I didn't want to treat him differently. You know what I'm saying? I knew he was different, but I was like, okay, he's coming on the show as an artist. He hit me up on Twitter, and I was like, you know what? It would be nice to do an interview for the simple fact that I've never had anybody that was challenged on the show before. So I didn't want to be like baby him or treat him differently. So I treated him like I would any other artist. So I asked him questions. Hold up, time out. Hold on 1 second. Mr. DA, do you remember the first prank call I did with DJ Freddie B when I was like, I needed a DJ to fucking DJ an all lesbian party and skeet on the bitches at the end of the show?
Right.
I sent him some music, and he was like, I appreciate the music, but I did not forget that prank call you pulled on me a few years ago. Delete my name.
Wow. That's crazy.
That was 2011?
Damn, that nigga forgot that shit.
Yeah, so I forgot how to tell you about that. But I just, you know, my thing is maybe I was wrong for asking him what's the freakiest thing he ever did. Has he ever, like, got his dick sucked and do he eat pussy? But I treated him like I do all the other rappers that come on the show. I asked him if they lick ass. I don't think I asked him that because I think that would have been a bit much for him. But I tried to make it a normal interview like it would if I was interviewing an MC Shan or Murphy D or Dragon or independent artist or whatever. I tried to keep the balance and it backfired because next thing I know, everything goes all the way to the left. You know what I mean? Because I made a decision about playing his song on the mixtape. I like the hook. I'm not even going to front. And my mixtape this time is an R&B and hip-hop/rap mixtape or whatever. So it's like, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? Plus, it was a good move because at the end of the day, he does have a large following. He does do numbers. And I do crazy numbers with my mixtape. So it was a win-win situation. I did not know that it was going to go all the way to the left. I asked him to do a drop for his song. I'm in the studio with my artist, and I get the video, but I couldn't see it because it's like YouTube, and it was downloading like it was an MP3. So when I'm like, I sent him a message like, I need a drop, and I sent him the drop script. I emailed it to him. Then I get home yesterday morning, I go on YouTube, and I look at the video, and my mouth drops. Because then he's already joined my adult site. He already started looking at the videos that me and Twin Gage did, reached out to her manager because he want me and her in his video. And I'm like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? Then it's like when he joined the site, he was just like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Then as you know, he's talking about he want to do this. And I'm not entertaining that because I know that in his mind, he is a kid that really doesn't know right from wrong, but he does, the reality of everything. So my thing is, I am treating him like a kid. That's why when I'm getting all these fucking tweets and I'm getting all these hate tweets, because I'm getting hate tweets as well.
But you said, you said they were smart.
So what?
Uh-huh. So apparently, he knows what he wants.
He knows what he wants.
I'm not gonna give him what he wants because he is a kid.
So that nigga said, "Yo, that nigga said Tyson. He said Tiger Security didn't know who he was. That nigga had me dying, yo.
So Chocolate, when you asked him about eating pussy and liking his dicks up, you did you get the results you wanted? Because that's your man now, so
I asked him the question, he was like, do you like getting your dick sucked? He said, he's like, yeah, it tastes good. I like it a lot.
Whoa. I'm hanging up. I'm getting up the phone. Yo, I can't do this all night, man. This is, yo.
Cat Park in the next
day. Oh, shit. you almost made me crash, son.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'm pulling over.
Hey, yo, hey, child.
Come on,
be at BB King's on Saturday.
Come on,
there before.
Y'all, if y'all have a baby, what's going to be Holyfield Banks?
I can't have any more kids. I'm spayed, fixed, I'm neutered. My youngest
oh, you
child
are?
Is 18.
Oh, man, we got to do it. Oh, no, you won't. Watch it, Mo. Watch it, Mo. You don't want 50
yeah,
Tyson
yeah,
in
we
got to
do it. Yes.
50 Tyson.
Kids. Yeah.
Yeah, Mo had his share. He ain't looking for no more.
Yo, tell him I pre-bought a chicken.
Yeah, yo, Mo, tell him you need to be sterile too, man.
Huh?
Yo, tell him, Mo, you don't want no more. You need, you looking for somebody like her.
I can't do it no more. Please speak up. Say something to these re-reads, because they killing me. My head hurt right now.
You know you love a child. Look, I brought my little brother on the set. And I'm plugging him in. Listen, y'all, they sidetracking on what he is. That's my nigga Nino Best. Look for him out there.
Definitely Nino Best. That's N-E-N-O-B-S. Drop the I, add the E. That's me. You can find me on anything you're looking at, and I'm there.
He's coming on as an artist next Friday. That'll give me time to get his music. And, yes, tonight is the last. Let's see, Friday night is going to be the last night that I come on from 9:30 to 11:30. I'll be on from like 11 to 1 because
nice.
Of my schedule.
You took my advice. Yo, listen, I'm going to start getting paid for these advice, yo.
yo, stop. You gotta be cool. You did it for a lot of people, so it's only right. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
pay you all right,
Mo.
I'm gonna pay you. Trust me.
Nah, I don't want that. Yo, Nino, tell her. Listen. Nah, real talk. Nino, tell her. From the line of people that I plug in, do I ask for anything, Nino?
Nah, never.
I don't ask nobody for nothing, and I plug in a lot of people, and it's crazy. A lot of them niggas y'all know. That's the funny
it's
shit.
Okay.
A lot of people y'all listen to.
You know what, Mo? I want to pay you back. I want to pay you back.
No.
So
I don't
want to
pay back.
Ooh,
I just listen.
Good.
God is going to make
yo,
sure
Mo,
I'm
yo,
okay.
Mo, take
well,
it,
no,
yo,
Mo.
Yo, take it, man.
No,
take
no,
it.
let me have it, Mo. Yo, I just want to do a song with 50 Tyson.
There you go.
Yo, put that
in. We're gonna shoot the video. You're gonna be the coach. You're gonna be the leading lady. You want 50 Tyson is gonna come in. We're gonna shoot the video, and we're gonna have a good time.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna let y'all in on a little secret. Okay, now. Ashton and Mr. GA already know how I am when I do my mixtapes. When I do my mixtapes, I go in the studio. When I'm doing my drops and everything, I record everything. You know what I'm saying? And I put it up on YouTube, and I have different music behind me based on the artist that's on the mixtape. So, you know, as a little favor, when I go into the studio this weekend and on one of the clips, I'm actually going to use his song and give him, you know, a little bit of props.
Oh, no, I want her to say it. I was waiting. Let her say it. Go ahead. Introduce your boo. Go ahead. I want her to introduce you. You know how everybody got their own little way of shouting out their artists. They be like, yo, this is Nino Fest. I mean, you now listening to such and such radio. Go ahead. Shout your boo out.
You know.
You can do it.
Nino,
chocolate.
Kiss my ass.
That's what
you can do. Kiss my ass.
Anybody
that knows me knows that I promote the fuck out of any and everything that I do. So this mixtape isn't going to be any different. So he'll have like a little, his music will be on one of the things because I'm going to do like four different videos, and I already got like 15 tracks, and I'm waiting for some more artists to send me their stuff, so I might end up with 20 tracks, so I'll end up with like four drop videos promoting the mixtape before I actually put it out, and then it'll be snippets of the music.
Wait,
Chocolate,
can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Can if I go to the studio with Nino and we drop a song, can we get on your mixtape too?
No. I don't need
no
power on my fucking shit. I know you can
sing. No, Mo, tell her you got the hook. I'm gonna do the verses. We gonna make it go through the verse.
What you want to do?
And yo, matter of fact, and we're gonna have 50 Tyson on the end of the song. He gonna pop his shit like, yo, this is my boo chocolate. You know what I'm saying?
We gonna do a song to you, chocolate. Me and Nino gonna do a song, and 50 Tyson is gonna be on the end.
Okay. Well, since you're always talking about you being a dabbling in the industry, give us a little sample of your singing.
Oh, nah, you ain't ready, baby. You ain't ready.
Yeah, Mo, don't do it.
You ready for me to do it? Let me hold you down. I'm saying shit. Let me hold you down.
You set yourself up for that one.
I came on her show. She asked me how I like my dick sucked. I said it's open and sober. Let me hold you down. This is 50 Tyson. Let me hold you down. Now I'm saying.
Hey, yo. Yeah, look, that nigga said, he said, I want to say chop mommy. I said, man, yo, goddamn. Yeah, sound anyway, Valentine. I want to say chop mommy and yo, chop mommy and chop mommy.
The illest is when he licked his fingers, he opened his fingers. He did the print sign over his lip. He opened his mouth and sucked his tongue through his
shit, yo.
I couldn't
call
that shit, yo.
Yo, Chuck,
it was crazy, yo.
This I don't think you anticipated this today. Or the whole situation.
Kid,
I know that,
when she told me, they sucked it to me. They was like, yo, Mo. Maxie, my man, her sucked it to me. He was like, yo, Mo. Pete did. 50 Tyson did a tribute to Chuck Mommy. So her sent it to me. So I opened it. And first I see, I'm like, wait, hold on. What this nigga doing with his shirt off? And then the first thing, yo, nah, I'm saying, this is film them all. This chop mommy, film them all. Nah, I'm saying, I had to understand what he was trying to say. Then he was like, you know, I just want to shout out chop mommy. I just want to shout out chop mommy. You know, you film them all, you feel me more. This is 50 Tyson. You feel me more. Nah. So, you know, it's like she doing her thing. I was like, yo, what the fuck? And then I'm saying,
the same way.
And then he did the prints. First he blew a kiss. And then he did the prints with his lips and the two fingers. And then he started singing. He was like, this is her favorite song. You know what I'm saying? She said she going to do the video because Top Mommy like, you know what I'm saying? She like filming dick. You know what I'm saying? Then the nigga said, let me be the one to hold you down. You know what I'm saying?
Holy shit.
And when you said, I don't give a shout out to Rough Riders and Chalk Mommy.
Thanks for the interview.
But the thing is, he had asked me about who was the dude that I had the radio show with. I was like, no, it was my radio show, but me and Dragon was doing something. So the fact that he was just like, shout out to Rough Riders, people didn't understand where that came from. And it came from when the radio show had merged with Hood Environment for a little bit. He went back and he did his research. And then somebody had pointed out, he was like, shout out to Rough Riders and Chuck Mom. Matter of fact, Miss Boss Lady.
He's not stupid. He used to that shit to his advantage.
Oh my gosh.
The nigga's not stupid. I bet you they gonna listen. 50 Tyson gonna come out the closet and he gonna talk straight. He gonna put on a shirt and tie. You understand? He gonna get his fucking head cut. He gonna wipe that slob out of the side of his mouth. And he gonna fuck your head up after he make a lot of money.
Cause chocolate mommy already know who he is, so she ain't worried about it. Tell him you ain't worried about nothing.
That game, huh?
Tell him. tell him chocolate. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. My man ain't out here fronting.
I'm saying, nigga, now I'm in front. That would have been his first nigga, now I'm in front. Now I'm saying, I'm in front. Now I'm saying, chop mommy, tell him how we do, baby, you know? We're going to walk down the aisle. That nigga going to do the sippy tight. Y'all stupid. Y'all got me talking about, I ain't never know none of, I heard of them, but I didn't know it was to this extent. Like, I heard,
yo,
like,
yeah, you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy, Mo? I actually did a show with him and what was that shit? Over there in Alphabet City. Pyramid, Club Pyramid.
You did a show with the retarded nigga, son?
Yeah, nah, they had me on the same venue as them. I had went in some shit for Harlem and all that. They had went in there. I seen them. That's the first time I actually seen them. I left before he performed, but I'm pretty sure Chocolate was there.
You know what? First time I ever interacted with him was like a week or two ago. So now I wasn't.
Is that why he did that Prince thing with his lips? He reminisced. Huh?
I don't know why he
got
did.
Quiet. Oh shit!
I don't even know why. Why he did it.
Damn, Chuck, mom.
I guess I don't know. Because
but why
I just
did,
keep
now,
thinking
real
about.
Talk, real talk. You got his contact, right?
Yeah.
Call him on a three-way real quick. Let's see what he got to say about it.
Because I know y'all. No.
No, we promise.
No,
we won't.
No,
we just want to ask. I promise.
No.
You won't disrespect him.
She's scared that when she first called, he's going to be like, hey, yo, I'm saying, what's up, baby? I know you was going to call me tonight. She got to send him a text like, look, I'm about to call you. Could you keep it a little censored, please?
Yeah, Chuck, let's get him on the phone just to see if, you know, I want to see what his thoughts on the on you. Like, I really want to ask him about you and his feelings for you.
Man, I swear to God, and I don't even swear like that, if y'all say anything remotely out of the way, I'm hanging up on y'all.
I swear we won't. I'm just going to ask him a few questions.
All right. Deal. That's a good deal.
I'll put my phone on mute. I'm not even saying nothing. I'm eating this whole thing.
I swear I'm not going to
You have reached the voicemail box of 612462.
Oh, don't give up this number. Hang up.
I am. It's taking a minute. Yeah, he didn't answer. So he might call back. He got 3 minutes.
Call again. Try it again.
He's a child here, yo. B is crazy. He's a child again.
Try it again, Chuck. That nigga there. Try it again.
That
nigga ain't there.
You probably text him.
Oh, yo, y'all forgot. Yo, he in the studio.
Yo, I was about to say, he was in the studio. He making his remix to I Hold You Down, and I'm about to lick you up.
yeah, in the studio and shit. He in the studio for real, yo. Right now in the studio.
He getting that paper. I ain't mad at him.
with chocolate. I wasn't gonna make him feel bad. I'd have gave him a real chocolate mommy interview.
What?
Yo, you know what he would do to you.
I'm not even gonna lie. I would have been in here dying laughing. I think I would have hung up the phone because I couldn't take it. Y'all asking him these questions and he really answered them. He like, now I'm saying, nah, I really like her, Mo, but
yo,
I'm saying,
you know I was gonna give him the interview of this the year kid.
Hey, yo, listen. Hey, listen. This is some serious shit. You know why? I done seen chop dog niggas out big time on the show, yo. Hurt niggas' feelings in their pride. This kid here, she ain't trying to hurt his feelings, yo. Chop, what's up with that?
Because I don't even feel right. Like, I try to steer away.
Stop fucking. Hey, chop.
Uh-huh.
Y'all fucking.
That was the most upfront answer. That was the most upfront question in the world. You know how you mean?
I'm not even smashing anybody.
I'm not smashing nobody.
So that's why it's tight?
That shit ain't never tight. You lying.
Yeah.
That shit can't be tight. She can't have no baby, so. Chocolate, you know we love you, right, Chocolate?
Hold on. Mr. G.A., I can't even believe you just tried to play the game dirty. When you, of all motherfuckers on this line, this show, or anybody that has ever called in, know firsthand how shit is. Really, nigga?
Oh, shit. Damn, G, how is it? Damn, geez, the pussy good?
Hey, man, hey, listen. Not just the pussy. Everything's good, son. Everything is good about
it. Okay, I just listen. I just want to know. Is the pussy good? Because talk is good.
I mean, listen. It's not good. It's that shit. I'm a man say, it's great, motherfucker.
Yo, Mo. Yeah. You know what that means. He's trying to get it again.
No, he got it already.
That means you're trying to. You can't fuck that up. You gotta make sure. Yeah, you solidify.
Make sure
it's
again.
Yeah. Yo, that shit is awesome. You know what?
Nah, that shit is Tony the Tiger.
Look.
She just told you. She said she came in town and see another nigga, right? I came by the hotel. She in town and see somebody else. I came by the hotel and smashed it. Then Duke can hit the pussy. I'm saying, so the pussy's there. It's there. I'm saying, anytime a person from Brooklyn hits some pussy, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. I'm saying, where you are. If it's us hitting the pussy, it's done. You know what I'm saying? So we can always go back to that pussy whenever. You feel me? Not Manhattan and the Bronx or Brooklyn Cat fucking whatever you want to fucking.
Yo, Mo?
Yo.
I got a session at 12. I gotta get to the studio.
Make sure you
shout out
in your phone.
I'm gonna be like, yo, shout out to Chuck, man. I'm 50 Tyson. For the love, man. Yo, I don't think I could have. I had a good night, man. Shout out to 50 Tyson and his boo, Chocolate Mommy, and all that. Know what I mean?
Yeah, you hit the studio, boy?
Yeah. Huh?
I said you go to the studio now, huh?
Yeah. I just spoke to the engineer. He said he'd be there in like 10 minutes. So I'm going to go over there and knock it up. I got to get high. I'm tight. My life away.
Roll up.
You know me.
Roll up.
Yo, Chuck,
I can't believe my son said that shit to me. You hear me?
Huh? You said what?
My son said that shit to me. I said, you smoke weed? He was like, yeah, daddy. He's 16. And I said, why? He said, because I can't write unless I'm high.
Yo, I'm telling you. Yo, I be smoking my life away. Don't ask me why. I don't know. God bless me with the time to inhale and exhale. And it actually go good when you put green in your system.
And I had to give him a father. You know, I never smoke weed. You know, I used to make fun of y'all. I'm around a bunch of weed smokers. And always, but I drank me a bottle of Hennessy, though, baby.
I was about to say that. Even though we did it for New Year's, we got fucked up.
Hell yeah, I drank that big ass bottle of Hennessy, baby.
Yeah, man. Yo, stop. You know where I'm at, man. I'm in the hood. Yeah, chocolate thing. Yo, what's the name? VA?
What's up, man?
Mr. GA. Mr. GA, yo. Yeah, shout to you, man. Yo, enjoy y'all night.
What up, man? What up, fam?
Yeah.
All right, one.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
What do you want?
Chocolate.
What do you want? What?
Chocolate. You got frequent flyers mouth?
No. Actually, I don't. I'm like one of the most stingiest bitches when it comes to that.
The flying?
Nah. To giving up the coochie. You trying to be funny, nigga.
No, I'm not trying to be funny.
Good,
I'm just saying, if you get a certain dick, you're going to want to fly back and forth to get it
you
over.
You got that
and
good, that. Good in alcohol. Yo, you got that good, good in alcohol. get him, baby.
Chalk Mama opened up tonight. That's what I'm talking about. I fucked with a hard body.
Y'all get on my nerves.
Why?
Because y'all just funny.
Oh, y'all be funny. Don't be sensitive. Yo, what happened to Aston? Where Aston at? I ain't hear her. Where's she at?
Her call dropped and the switchboard is closed. So she, her phone is fucked up. It's like, I think it's a conspiracy.
No, I think he got a BlackBerry, right? I think BlackBerry, when you got an older phone, they send that bug through so you can go get the new one.
But the thing is, with Sprint, it's like, you know, I have the last one they made before they went to the BB10. I got the half and half. And when I tell you that I'm really trying to hold on,
and wait for them to get a new one. Like, it's really hard, but I know if I go somewhere else, the price that I pay for two phones at Sprint, I'm going to pay for one phone at AT&T or Verizon. And then and T-Mobile is going to throttle the fuck out of me because I use so much data. Now, yes, I'm a faithful BlackBerry user. Mr. GA will tell you. Ever since I started with Sprint, December 2009, all I've had is a BlackBerry. So starting in 2010, like around April, May, I've had fucking 37 BlackBerry replacements.
That's not, yo, I went from the Trio, if y'all remember the Trio.
Yeah.
The Trio is still the most expensive Sprint phone that they ever had. And it still has dropped prices when they went out. That was the first one. Then I went for the Sidekick. And then I went to the BlackBerry and never left BlackBerry since.
And
but I had the Trio. The Trio was tough.
I mean, it's hard because Sprint is the last person. So when they had to keep replacing my BlackBerries, now mind you, I've only paid for two Sprint phones. 99 cents for one, and then 49 for the other one. I upgraded in 2011. I've had I've had every BlackBerry Sprint has made, and now I have to pay for them. Like the one that I have now, that's still like fucking $249. I got that one for free because with Sprint, every time you take your phone in, if they have to change it out three times or more, they give you a new make and model. So they was like, well, you need to get another line. Okay, I went and got the Evo. Not a problem. Evo lasted a nice little time, so when my BlackBerry was fucking up, I had a backup phone or whatever. Then I upgraded to the iPhone. So now here I am with Sprint, and I'm eligible to upgrade both of my lines. I'm either going to get the S4 or the iPhone 5 for my iPhone that I have now, and I'm still holding on to the BlackBerry. But I just got this one replaced 2 weeks ago, and this bitch is raggedier than the one that they replaced it for.
They're so stupid. They said, why does your cat play with dog toys? Isn't that strange? And they said, your cat is transgender. They're so stupid. If a cat play with a dog toy, is it considered transgender?
You're crazy. Mr. GA, do me a favor.
What's up, baby?
Go on Twitter and look at my timeline because, you know, I've been following the Trayvon Martin trial, right? So they have Zimmerman on 9, hashtag Zimmerman on 9 or whatever, right? And, you know, people have been voicing their opinions and everything. How about a fucking person got in my timeline and what did he say? The first message he sent me was the obvious denial of Trayvon Martin's, and you know they use TM, actions are blinded by the color of your skin. Shame on you. And you know me, I try to keep it professional, not get hot or whatever. And I'm like, if he would have did what the 911 operator told him, he wouldn't be in this situation. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
This motherfucker is like, again, the operator did not order him. Not needing is need. Do not. 911 operators do not command due to liability. And so it's like we're going back and forth. So then he was like, emotions cannot be considered only facts. Because I was saying, what if that was your son? He said, if my son sucker punched a man observing and reporting and threatened his life, bah. You know what I'm saying? And it says you can't accept the fact that Trayvon Martin got in his grill and popped him. Only this guy was armed. What if it was you in the pavement? And like I said, if I had a gun, I would not pull a gun on an unarmed person. It boils down to that man got his ass whooped and he shot and he killed the kid.
You know what's so
That's
sad?
What it was, right. That's what it was.
You know the sad thing about that situation? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're here.
The sad thing about the whole Trayvon situation is that we as black people, and especially us as young black men, around with our pants down, pulling out guns, robbing each other, this and that, made the Trayvon situation so difficult to judge. You understand what I'm saying? I see black kids barking at white kids and jumping at them just for no reason and picking at, you know, people, not only white people, but people, period, that's, you know, that's harmless. And we make, and I be telling little boys around the way so much, like, yo, pull your damn pants up when you're standing around. That boy mom just walked in the house. She walked in the house and said hello to everybody. Every boy on the stoop got their pants down to their knees. My grandmother would have slapped the shit out of half of the boys on that stoop. I'll tell them to go home to their mother and pull up their pants. But it's to the point where
right.
These boys can't even respect your mother. Like, how your whole, my neighbor, but your whole crew is out there. One of the little boys' pants be so low. I be asking him, is he gay? I be like, you want men to look at your ass? He's like, why you say that? Why you say that? You trying to play me? No, nigga, because there's a bunch of niggas around you, and you got your jaws showing. Why you want me to look at your ass? I ain't gay. You feel me?
Right.
But they lose the respect. Like, if your mom's come, yo, you remember when we coming up, I'll be 38, what, Tuesday? I'll be 38 years old. When I was coming up, ain't no way in the world my grandmother could see, ain't no way in the world your mother can see my pants sagging. She would slap me in the head, and
of
she didn't know me. She didn't even know me. She had slapped me in my head and sent me home.
Yeah.
And when I go home and tell my grandmother and tell her why she did it, she going to say she is supposed to slap
me
in the head. So, Trayvon, it hurts dearly what that white man did to her. You understand? But he's going to be judged on what society's doing, what black kids are today. And it's sad.
Hoodies and saggy-ass pants.
Huh?
I said hoodies and saggy ass pants.
That's all. Hoodies and saggy pants. And they portray an image. They portray a scene. So, it's a gangster. You understand what I'm saying? They portray all of that. And
well,
I see niggas in their car driving around. Why are you riding around in your car with a hoodie on? You understand what I'm saying? You riding in your car with a fucking hoodie on. Like, what's your purpose of driving in your car, music blasting, a hoodie on? Like, where they do that at? And why they do that? The fuck you need a hoodie on in your car? Then when police pull you over, you got a fucking problem. You understand? This is what we do as black people, and innocent black people are being scrutinized for. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
This is what we do. And if we don't teach and learn, and I tell them all day, they'll tell you upstairs. If I see a couple walking in the street, a young couple, and I see the girl walking on the street side, I tell them in a heartbeat, young man, listen, put your girl on the inside. Always protect that all times. Because when you got a girl walking on the street side, you let the next man know that she's available.
Right.
You feel me? And they be like, yo, oh, thanks a lot, bro. But I was taught that as a young man. You understand? You protect your women, you protect your children. You keep them on the inside you at all times. You know? But then they get mad when they don't listen and they walk by them and they get in a car, drive by and blow a horn at your girl. She's available. You feel me? Because you're making her available. See, these kids don't know nothing. They don't have no guidance. They don't have nobody to talk to them. And
you know why? Because they cut their parents out. They cut their parents out, their grandmoms out, the neighbors out. When we was coming out, we got beat by the neighbor, the grandmom, everybody, you know what I'm saying? We got fucked up.
Everybody, they just...
True indeed. Yes, we did.
You know what I'm saying?
But,
so,
I mean, I feel like at the end of the day, it's like people are going to make up their minds and they're going to say what they're going to say, but it's like, you know... The person sat there and he told me that, what did he say? The only reason you feel that way, the way you do, is because you are a racist. And I'm like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? And then it was like, you saw the news like everyone else when it broke. Black unarmed teen shot. White guy not arrested. Enter Al Sharpton. And then he said, then Obama, by the way, should not be commenting. It's always race with attitudes like you carry. Shame on you. And then I was like, oh, if I don't got time to sit here and talk to you, I have a radio show to do. And he's like, radio show, God help us. Threw your racist crap on the airwaves, switch the color skin on GZ and TN, and this is no issue. And I'm like, dude, I do a sex talk radio show. You know what I'm saying? And then the one thing that, like, made me, that, like, really stuck out and pissed me off is when this dude, Ben Carpenter, 67, he mentioned that me and the dude, Twisted Jeffries, and Trayvon case, I would be ashamed I raised a little thug who brought this on himself. No white guilt. Really?
Can I ask a crazy question, though, about the Trayvon? And like I said, I hate what Zimmerman did. But do you think us as a society, we did, what if it was a rich neighborhood, right? You know what I mean? Trayvon was and he was unarmed with a hoodie on, and a black man would have killed him the same way. What would have been your thoughts? What would have been your thoughts on the outcome? He was unarmed and a black man killed him.
I think it should still be the same. You should still be fucking tried. But then society would have been like, oh, black on black crime. But like someone said, shit like this happens in Florida all the time. Shit like this happens in Florida. Time.
And if you Google it, this is what's happening to us every day. But Trayvon is being special.
Trust me, Mo, I already know. 2005, my oldest son got shot. He's not even supposed to be here. My son was not a troublemaker. That's why when your friend was talking about anti-homecoming, and I was like, fuck anti-homecoming, but it's nothing but a fucking death trap. All it is motherfuckers is setting themselves up for whatever comes their way. My son went to a house party. He wanted to use the bathroom. And you already know, when you go to house parties, bitches always act silly. So these girls was in the hallway preventing him from going to the bathroom, so this dude blocked the door and pushed the door on my son. My son just wanted to piss. You feel me? So he was just like, you know, he felt like he was disrespected. He's like, what's up? Because my son is like one of those dudes, like, you're not going to disrespect him. He will shoot the ones. The dude pulled up his gun, up his shirt, to show that he had a gun. His best friend was like, yo, Mike, we can't, he said, let's not do this, because for one, it's a gun, two, we're in a house party, and you know, house parties are small, and a lot of people stood to get hurt, so they left. So as they're leaving, my son's best friend is like, Bobby is like, Mike, let's run. Some told them to run. So when they're running to the car, these niggas pull up in a fucking car and start shooting at them. My son is jumping up and down saying, I'm hit. My son's best friend thought he got hit in the leg, so he looked at my son's chest and he was bleeding out. The bullet was a 45. It went through his back. Came. It was a clean shot, went through his heart, pierced his fucking lung, and it collapsed. His best friend got him in the car. My son remembered, like, don't get excited because shock speeds up everything. So he tried to remain calm. Got in the car with a chick that panicked, lost. She couldn't remember how to get to the fucking hospital. So she stops in the middle of the street and she's flagging people down. She flags a chick down that happens to be a nurse, and she's able to work with my son, and the ambulance get there, and they get him to the hospital. He has open heart surgery for 6 hours at the age of 20. They crack open his chest. They don't even sew his shit back together. They coil it like a spiral fucking notebook.
I know that's what happened. They can't sew it back together. That's what happened to me.
So then it's like the police is treating it like it's some fucking gang shit. My son is not in a gang. My son was an honor roll student. My son went to Marshall University. So I'm just like, you know, and it's like it's fucking crazy because at the end of the day, had it been a black person, they would have been like, oh, it was black on black crime, this, that, and the third. But it just so happens that his parents lived in a nice neighborhood. He went to the store. He went in the store with his hoodie on and his baggy jeans, but the clerk didn't see a need to follow him around or hit the panic button thinking that he was going to get robbed. So why is it this person that wants to be a cop, always looking for shit, always on the non-emergency line, calling to report any and everything that looks suspicious because he's like, his wife is scary. Who in the fuck goes done, then maybe you need to reevaluate where the fuck you live at and find somewhere else safer to move into.
Well, I blame that on society because, like you said, history already shows that Zuberman or whatever the nigga name is had issues before, you understand, the Trayvon situation. So society let him run out wild and, oh, he's okay and, oh, he's this and he's that. I blame society for that whole situation and that community and that, you know, that that law system over there.
And you know, somebody told me, they said, you know what, if my man go to jail, you know what I'm saying, they gonna kill him in jail. I said, no, he won't. If he goes to jail, you know, he'll join the Aryan Nation and be a king, you know what I'm saying, you feel me?
Yeah, because
that would be dead.
Then on jail change, I was telling Chocolate that in the show the other day. That shit changed, yo. That shit changed so much. Back in the days, yeah, he probably would have got it, this and that.
Yeah.
You understand? But now they looking for, yo, these niggas in jail is looking for a payoff. This nigga might look like a king. He's not going to get the money for selling his story, but his family going to get the money for selling his story. You understand?
But I mean, if you know how jail works out, you got some of them in gangs and rivals in jail. The Aryan Nation love that motherfucker. I'm saying that he'd be a king to them. You know what I'm saying? They hate black. So him to kill a black kid, he's a star. You feel me? He's a star.
Yeah, he's well right in there. Especially in down there in that area, you know, he'll be all right. I just said he's gonna live like a king.
Right.
He'll be okay. He's gonna give it the right move.
Let his ass go. Then it's a done deal for his ass. So they can have all the white girls they want.
Yo, the first thing he's gonna do is get down with the Aryan brothers. Watch. Soon.
Of course he is. I told you.
The CEOs is gonna appoint him. He's probably talking to Aryans right now as we speak.
Right now.
And they letting them know, you okay, bro.
But
they lock you up, we got you.
But hold on. But with the Aryan Nation, you have to be white. He's not completely white. He's mixed.
Man, he is saying, look what he did, he get a pass.
Now, the Aryan Nation, you got to be completely white. They don't fuck with Spanish.
It depends on what he's mixed
Spanish. He's white in Spanish.
Okay, then listen, same shit. It's no different. Chocolate, listen, hear me out.
OJ was guilty when Nicole died. You understand what I'm saying? He and his life was never going to be the same, regardless of innocent, guilty, or what. You understand?
Right.
He's a superstar who killed a white woman and a white man. His life
yep.
would have never been the same. They
oh,
were going to
be the same. It was never going to be the same. But what OJ fucked up is once his black ass was found not guilty, he needed to stay after white people's face. He didn't do that.
White people set OJ up. You think OJ, that was OJ plan? That was a manipulation. Let's go get your Heisman Trophy. You own that, this and that.
No, but he still played in their face. After he was found not guilty, he still carried on with his life, and he played. So my thing is, he was going to get it one way or the other. Because when you're found not guilty of killing some white people, you sit your black ass down and you do what the fuck you're supposed to. You don't sit there and be smirking, doing interviews, like you getting away with it, rubbing shit in people's faces. You don't do that. If you are found not guilty on a serious ass crime, sit your ass down. Go stay as far as you can under the radar. He didn't do that. That motherfucker was over the radar. Those white people wasn't going to play with him. So once he was found guilty, guess what? We going to hit him in his pockets. Okay, motherfucker's still playing. We got a plan for you. So he was doing once they said not guilty.
Because
he didn't sit his ass down, he didn't play his role, and he didn't know his motherfucking position.
No, OJ whole case was plotted, believe you me. They knew he was going to be quitting. They knew they was going to send him in there for the Heisman Trophy. They knew everything that was going to happen to OJ. You know what I'm saying?
But OJ was dumb. OJ was a dumb-ass dude, point blank, period.
OJ had some dumbass people around him. His friends set him up.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, think about it. At the end of the day, when you don't get where the fuck you come from, you're going to fall from grace. And the same motherfuckers that you forgot about are going to be the same motherfuckers that you need. Look at Michael Jackson.
That's what happened to him. You got to understand. You think OJ sat there and planted that dumb shit out that he did? No, that's niggas sitting there smoking weed or laughing, something like that. That shit's yours, my nigga. That the white man said, come in there to do that. OJ probably wasn't fucking with these niggas like that no more. But when he needed them, he ran right back to them, and this is their opportunity. Somebody probably threw them niggas some money, and he ran and did something stupid. They won a civil case already. They took OJ for his money. Okay, now he took all his money. Now he ain't got enough money to fight. So now we're gonna find something else to put his ass in jail for the rest of his life.
Yep.
They don't go for his money. The family sued him for everything he owned. Had the man broke, now we're gonna put his ass in jail. They knew what they was doing. They tried it. Okay. What?
Agree, but my thing is, at the end of the day, when he was found not guilty, he needed to stay the fuck out of their face. He wasn't doing that.
No, he was trying to live his life. And that's what I said. When he tried to live his life, what OJ tried to do was come back to us. When he came back to us,
you can't do that. Because my thing is, like, you started out one way, and this is what me and a lot of people was talking about. It's like a lot of times when black people get successful, they turn to white people to stamp their mark of success, and they turn their back on their own community. But when the white community shun you and you're not good enough no more, then you want to come back to your community. That's like with black men. When they get to a certain level of success, they feel like they need to have a white chick on their arm to stamp as success. And then as soon as that white chick take you for fucking everything and you're back down with your dick in the dirt, then you want to come back to the black woman. You want to appreciate her. But when you had her, you felt like you needed to have a trophy outside of your race.
Wait, sweetie, that's not only blaming on black men, because successful black women are doing the same thing.
All the time.
all day.
Because you learned it from me. I feel like this. At the end of the day, the color of your mate should not mark your success. It should just be the fact that you worked hard and you found somebody that you care about and that you love. They're supporting you, holding you down, and being your partner in life. It shouldn't matter if they're white, black, yellow, green, or whatever. But for some reason, some people that are weak-minded feels like that is the ultimate success. That's not. Finding somebody that's going to love you for you and support you at your lowest point in the middle and at your highest point should be the only thing that fucking matters.
I feel you, and you're right, but society is a double standard. You understand? We all go through what we go through. And
because I don't really feel like a white man is going to be like, yo, let me date this sister. That's going to mark my success. It's going to be a trophy. No, it's a taboo. Oh, my God, I'm infatuated with her skin. Oh, my God, she has a natural ass. You know what I'm saying? Her titties ain't that big, but her skin, the glow is so fucking exotic. That's just like when you think about it. When
black
you go to a black...
just natural, beautiful creatures. Like, y'all just... Y'all just beautiful in every color man see that.
True, but look at it like this. When, and this is from me speaking from my experience, when I go to clubs, when I go to a black strip club, niggas will make a black chick work, twerk, spit bottles, squirt, what the fuck ever for a few dollars. But let a white chick or a Spanish chick come in, they're not making her work like they made the sister work. Go to a white strip club. Black chick ain't got to do shit but just stand there and look motherfucking good, and she going to make a motherfucking killing. And me and Mr. G.A. seen that. Mr. G.A., remember when we went to the Gentleman's Club? No, the Gold Club with my brother?
Yeah, that was crazy.
That white chick had to really work. That black chick, all she had to do was walk around because she was pretty as fuck, and no white man was infatuated with her. She didn't have to work hard like she would if she went to a black club.
Chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
You know who that is? You know who for that? I blame that on? I blame that on black women. Because y'all running around with the Jay-Z Dukes and your ass out and acting all ratchet in the streets, why would a nigga want to go to a strip club and pay for the same thing he get on the block? When they see that white woman, to them that, wait, hold on, hold on. When they see that white woman, they see exotic. When they see that, that's why Amber Rose came from a strip club and they just so infatuated with her. You understand? That's why all these white and Spanish girls come from strip clubs and become stars. Kim Kardashian, because black women, if they learn how to conduct themselves differently, not all of y'all, but there's a lot of ratchet black women out there that don't know how to conduct themselves around men. And that's where the problem comes from. So they go, they look for that exoticness. They look for that quiet girl.
Some black men like the rest of it. Because it's giving them what they're not getting at home.
Yeah, but the first thing a chick, a black girl doing a strip club is ask you, do you want to do VIP? First thing. Instead of entertaining you, a majority of them want to get that quick money, and it's sad. Entertain me. You know, entertain me, and it's sad that we have to go through that. But this, what I said, is what we put out there as a people. White men cater to black women at a white strip club because they fascinated that you're there. When you go to a black strip club, the majority of the same shit over and over. Don't you walk in, kick on, shake her ass, she wants you to make it rain, and then she asks them for VIP.
Well, for me, when I go to strip clubs, it always be something extra. Cause for females, when you have to use the bathroom, you have to use the same bathroom that the strippers use. And I've always noticed that anytime I go to a strip club and I have to go use the bathroom, it's always a fucking problem. You know what I'm saying? Only time I did have a problem when I went to the bathroom in a strip club is when I lived in Lauderdale, Florida, and I went to a strip club in Pompano Beach. when I went in the strip club and went to, first when I came in, they were stripping on my ass because I had to show the ID. When I walked into the bathroom and all I had on was some shorts and I had on a little spaghetti strap and I had on some sneakers because I have an athletic type body and I don't work out. I guess it's just a natural build. I walk into the bathroom. All the strippers is introducing themselves to me. I'm like, wow, what the fuck is going on? Then I go where my friend is. We sitting down, we talking. And then, you know, when I drink, I have to go to the bathroom a lot. I don't know what it is about alcohol. So every time I got up to go to the bathroom, the bitches that would be on the stage dancing would be looking at my friend, and he said they was looking at me licking their lips. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, ain't shit going on. You know what I'm saying? And then, it's like when we left, some Jamaican dudes was like, damn, how did we miss you? We would have got a dance from you. I don't fucking dance. And I was like, what the hell?
Once again, you did that to yourself. You came looking a part, but you didn't play a part. When you had them spaghetti straps.
I'm looking a part because I'm in shorts and a fucking tank top and sneakers.
Them chicks thinking you come to cop block their money.
Well, they were really nice. They were friendly as hell. Any other time that I'm going to the strip club, we was going to the club, so I'm in a dress, and I'm in fucking heels. I'm not dressed like a nothing crazy or inappropriate. Like, Mr. G.A., you know how I dress when we go out. Because when we went out, when I came to Charlotte, you see my dresses. You see that I don't have nothing that will cause a motherfucker to feel like I'm a certain kind of way, right or wrong.
That's true. Get a point there. That's true.
Because at the end of the day, how you dress is how a motherfucker perceives you in the club. So if you in the club and you got your ass out, if a motherfucker come up and palm your ass and say some inappropriate shit, you can't get mad because look at how the fuck you dress. You put yourself in that situation. Me, I've been a victim too many times, so when I go out, I'm very cautious and very conscious of how the fuck I dress because my image is everything. Fuck the fact that, you know, chop mommy, blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, when I go out, I'm not going to give no motherfucker a crazy-ass reason to approach me crazy because I'm dressed crazy. That's not going to happen. I keep everything in proper perspective. Because I already know, but I just know there's always been something like at strip clubs. Like, I went to a strip club to see if my friend was dancing or she was really waitressing. As soon as I come in, I had on some capris, I had on a nice top, and I had on some wedges. The fucking owner is like, you're hired. What are you talking about? I don't even dance. I'm not looking for a job. I just came to see Selena and say hi to her. Oh, okay. Selena's in the back in the dressing room. I go back there because first I had to use the bathroom and I was seeing my friend, but the bitches in there start rolling their eyes and everything. What the fuck? Like, y'all bodies is better than mine. Y'all think as fuck. I'm slim and petite. What the fuck is the problem?
You want their money.
I came to make sure my friend wasn't about to be in there tricking off. I wanted to see if she was really a cocktail waitress or was she swinging on a fucking pole.
Mm-hmm.
I was there minimum of 15 minutes and got the hell on. It's not my fault when I walk to the strip club, dudes always say something or they notice me or something like that. I don't ask for that. I'm just a cool-ass chick that goes out. I mind my business. If I'm with my friends, we have a good time, whatever. Mr. D.A. has been out with me. We've been to the club. We danced. I didn't do anything appropriate. I didn't do anything. We danced. We had fun. Kicked it with his friends. At the end of the night, we motherfucking left. It wasn't when I went to the bathroom. I'm sitting here talking to the next nigga and the next nigga. If a motherfucker said something to me, excuse me, I'm here with somebody. I'm trying to go to the bathroom. Can you move out my way? Mo, shut the fuck up, I swear. For real, I'm going to beat your ass.
That's funny. That's funny,
right?
You've been a good girl. I'm always a good girl when I'm, you know what I'm saying? Put it like this. when I came to Atlanta for the first time, Mr. G.A. had my ass there way out in the boondocks. He was like, yo, if a nigga wants a pussy from you, he gonna have to come a long way to get it. I didn't feel comfortable being where he wanted me to be, and the reason being, in order for me to get through town, I had to go through Clayton County. Clayton County took 6 years of my life back and forth in jail, so I don't play with Clayton County. So I went back to a place that I felt comfortable. Did I see him as much as I wanted to? No, but at the end of the day, there was no other niggas coming to my hotel room. Nobody knew where the fuck I was but him. But I was in a comfortable situation because I had food places, I had shopping places where I could go do what I wanted to do. Any fucking time that he called the phone, I answered. When he was like, I'm at such and such, can you bring me something to eat? I was there. Then when he came over and stayed the night, it wasn't like I had to call people and be like, yo, I know you came and stayed the other night, but don't come through, because I didn't do any of that shit.
He was locking
the
pussy
down. I ain't never done. I'm a naughty chick, but at the end of the day, I'm a good girl. If you got you fucking got me.
The nigga locked the pussy down for the weekend. He wasn't playing.
That's a true G, right?
He was an absentee dick for the most part, but he came through when he needed to. He made it up that last night, though.
Shut up.
Okay, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a good chick.
Yeah, she's a good chick. She's a good catch for real.
When somebody catch me, they're going to be a happy fucker.
Somebody catch her, please. Somebody catch her, please. Somebody, anybody catch her. You need a good man. That's what you need a good man.
But the thing is, Mr. G.A., keeping it real with you and Mo, it's like, I get so fucking irritated and don't want to be bothered because it's like, you don't want to fuck up a friendship. My friends treat me nice. My friends treat me like a normal person. But it's like when you meet somebody, and then, like, you can meet them and be talking to them and they cool, but as soon as they, like, start being nosy or you kind of tell them certain shit, everything fucking changes. It's like fucking groupies, stargaze, and saying dumb shit. Or, you know how, Mo, we had the conversation about how niggas can be getting the pussy, but they talk so much, they talk them what they feel out of it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
And then it's like when you're an independent woman and you do everything for yourself, what the fuck can a man do for you? What can he offer you? Because you're self-sufficient.
See, that's more like
independent.
You heard me?
What you say, Mo?
I said that's when life got scary, when y'all got too damn independent and y'all figured out dildos and nigga bitches, y'all just gotta let y'all eat up.
Right. Self-sufficient, independent, right.
You know, life got scary then, you know?
So long, women let a man take care of them to the point that they were so dependent on a man that when he left, they couldn't function and they didn't know how to stand up and be a woman. So for women that are self-sufficient, I salute you, but at the same time, when you do find a good man, you got to understand that man is a man and he has a role as a dominant person or as the leader, so you have to learn how to be, like, not completely dependent, but, you know, you got to learn how to let go. And I think for me, that's what my
problem.
Be submissive.
I can't be submissive
to a motherfucker that I don't feel like go have my back or I'm stronger than him. I'm not going to be submissive to a pussy pop. I'm sorry. That ain't going to happen. Or
a motherfucker
that his feelings or he's sensitive.
Or
A pussy pop. Yeah, bitch ass nigga.
Oh, okay.
I can't see that, or I can't sit there and see myself being with a motherfucker to be like, why the fuck your phone always go off? Bitch, it's a BlackBerry. I got every fucking thing running through here. It's called an alert. Or why you on your phone so much? Or why do you know so many men? Or why you got to do this? Or why you got to do that? And I'm just like, at the end of the
day.
That's
not a man. That's a woman.
Huh?
That's not a man. That's a woman.
Yeah, for me,
today,
I am a businesswoman. I'm
going to
conduct my business
24/7. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Would you allow a man to marry you, marry another woman, and y'all all live together?
Are you out your motherfucking mind? Would you allow a woman to marry you and another man?
Hold on. What if he made you happy?
Nah, dude. I ain't with all that. When I get married, it's one man and wife, not wife, husband. I don't give a fuck. I don't go into that. I don't get off into that. No.
So Janet just did it?
What?
Janet Jackson just did it?
I don't give a fuck what Janet Jackson did.
Oh, so yo, you said dude got another wife too?
Huh?
He said, "Duke got another wife. How many wives he got? The guy she married."
He's a Muslim prince. Duke got a lot of wives. You think she is only wife?
Oh yes, he is Muslim. Right? You're right.
Yeah, he's
right.
Muslim prince. He got a
lot of wives. But she a freak though, too though. But she a freak. But she don't mind even pussy. You know what I'm saying? She's straight. She good. She on her thing. She don't mind even pussy.
You know what? Some bitches is like, yes, he bringing Janet home. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, I'd be happy as hell he bring Johnny Jackson. What? What?
Mm-hmm.
If I could meet my chick and Johnny Jackson, oh my God.
Oh yeah, they happy as a motherfucker. They ain't mad.
God.
And now Janet, she's probably the queen bitch now. She's the queen bitch in the house. She's the queen bitch right now, but they ain't mad.
Chaplin, so you wouldn't do it? Would you do a threesome though?
It depends.
It depends on my mood, because I'm a moody person.
But you wouldn't participate, like the girl would have to just eat you and I just
bust
you out.
She would get down. She would get down.
Like, screamed it loud and everything.
I gotta get your video, but the way my bank account is set up right now. I don't like all that PayPal shit, but I gotta send you some money so I can get the video and check it out.
Everybody was shocked at it. You know what I'm saying? They was like, wow, because they saw a lot of creativity, because a lot of people don't understand that. I use a lot of artist tracks to do a lot of scenes with. Like, I'm always promoting artist music. That's why I was like, when I'm in the studio, whatever artist that I'm fucking with, their music is going to be in the background. Like, when I start doing my Drinking with Chalk videos, I'm going to feature an artist. His music is going to be in the background while I'm making drinks with one particular liquor, and I'm recording and I'm putting it on YouTube. Like when I go into the studio.
That's your calling. Huh? That's your craft. Like, you good for that. And that's what I was telling, you know, everybody that like I said, as far as music go, my network, my reach is real far out there. And I love, you know, Nino, I'll tell you, like, anybody will tell you, I plug people in. Yo, listen, I know this and I know that. Y'all do y'all thing.
And when I see something happen and I see it work, I'll be like, yeah, I like that. You feel me?
Yep.
And that's your craft. And that's why I won't bring people around if I thought this was just a, you know what I mean, live talk radio and radio shows that's out there. I like this one. It's popping. You real and you truthful about your shit. And there ain't too many women out there that's doing that. A lot of women want to be fake. They want to be this. They want to be that. You keep it 100. You like the how can I say it? Like, you like one of the homies.
She's a Black Howard Stern.
Yeah, you like one of the homies. Like, you know, yeah, like you one of the homies, you know? And it's like, you know, she good people. And when I explain that to people.
Smash the homie.
You know?
You can't be fake in the entertainment business. I mean, you can, but then when you get exposed, you can't be mad because people pointed you out.
The sad thing is, dealing with these high-end execs, like I done sat around Leon Cohen, I've sat around a lot of people, real talk, and dealing with these, it was to the point, like it was this guy, right? Because we used to have a clip out a couple of years ago. I don't know if y'all remember it, but y'all could Google it. It was called Cuff Clip. It was a clip that you clip the bottom of your jeans with so your jeans won't drag. And dealing with that, like I said, I did the magic show in Vegas. I did a lot of shows with my people and a company, you know, the people that had invented it. And we met a lot of people. It was times that we sat in an executive's office, billionaire, that was straight gay. You feel me? But we was looking for investors, and you have to keep your cool. You keep your distance, and you keep your cool. Because this industry, sometimes you have to be fake. Because they know I'm real. You know what I mean? And it's to the point where I had to shut my mouth and just sit there and listen to these fucking faggots. But this is where your money is coming from. You understand what I'm saying? You got to let them talk. You got to let them walk around and twinkle their little cigars. And you're like, yo, hurry up and get me the fuck out of here. You know? And then on the way home, we cracking up like, yo, is everybody from music to designing to fashion to reality TV, everybody behind the scene got sugar in their tank?
So of course.
You have to be fake in this industry. I'm telling you, you have to be fake because of the situations you're dealing with. They don't respect you. And when I say fake, it's because me, I'm blunt and bold. You know, they call me the case layer of the hood because I'm going to tell you if your music whack, I'm going to tell you this and that. Pat Poof, everybody will tell you I'm real blunt and bold. You understand? Like, if I don't like something, I'll be like, nah, that shit is corny. You feel me? Because I'm not going to tell you what your ears want to hear. I'm going to tell you my opinion because that's what you're asking for. And if you respect me as a person, you got to respect my opinion. That's why Howard Stern is so successful. That's why Ellen is so successful. A lot of them, you got to respect their opinion. And a lot of people are so scared to voice their opinion that it becomes fake. You know what I mean? And you're going to deal with a lot of that. The bigger you get, chocolate, you never know. You might be on satellite radio soon. You never know. You understand what I'm saying? You might get a spot. They might need a DJ. They might need a host. You know, and you start out crawling. And once these execs see, okay, well, she got a successful online show. Oh, how many viewers? Oh, people follow on Twitter. Let's see what she's about. This is exactly what they do, especially nowadays. They're looking for that hustler. They don't just want the hustler. You understand? They want that French Montana. And I use French Montana because that nigga hustle his ass off. But nigga,
yeah, don't
he's a fucking hustler, and I respect the fact that he hustled. He's African. He got that African mentality. They're going to go get what they got to get. And that's one thing I respect about French, and I learned and grew. Because when I first heard him rap, I'm like, ew. It was a couple of times I was in a studio with him. You understand? My little cousin TJ, his name is Flip. He had a song. He was like a weird Al Yankovic because he was every song they did for the dancers, Chicken Noodle Soup and all that, he made fun of it. And he got real big.
I got you.
Yeah, so we sat in studios with French and all of them, and I used to look at this dude like, yo, look at this cornball. But then when I learned his hustle, the motherfucker hustled his ass off. And that dude, Max B, wasn't no joke. And Stack Bundles, may he rest in peace, was fucking lyrical. I swear to God. That dude would have been a lyrical genius if he was alive right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the industry is crazy. It's up and down, up and down. Everybody you meet, you know, and Chuckle, you keep doing what you do, they'll love you to death. You heard?
Yes, thank you. Blog Talk gonna kick us off in exactly, hold on, 2 minutes. So I don't want you to be like, oh, see myself, because I get an hour for the after call, after show or whatever. So I don't want you to be like, that bitch hung up on us. No, Blog Talk kicked y'all off. That's what happened.
Okay, but you don't
know. It was Alex.
Huh? Yo, bro, where you at? You said you were in New York before they cut off. Where you at?
I'm in Georgia. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm in Georgia, Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. you're in Atlanta, Atlanta?
Yeah. ATL.
Oh, okay. That's what I got some people.
But I'll be in New York on Saturday. I'll be at the Big King with the Furious Five.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Well, Chuck, I'm sending my number. I'll come check it out.
I will. Don't be over there plotting and trying to turn my...